Robert Glenister plays Julian, Peter Gunn, his brother Gallus, Keith Drinkle, the Emperor Constantius, Catherine Herbert, Helena, his sister, David Timpson, Gregor, Charles Simpson, Agathon, Paul Downing, Basilios, and Timothy West, Maximus the Mystic, in Emperor and Galilean by Henrik Ibsen, in an adaptation of the original play by Caspar Vreda and Armun Herningstar. The translator is Michael Mayer, and the composer, Christos Pitas. Part 1, Caesar's Apostasy. Constantinople, A.D. 350. The Emperor Constantius, son of Constantine the Great, has embraced the Christian faith, but to protect his throne, has brutally murdered many of his rivals, including the relatives of two of his cousins, Gallus and Julian. Julian is 19, a shy, awkward young man, a royal prisoner, watched over by his stern tutor, Hecubolus, who has deliberately kept him away from the great Greek philosopher, Libanius, whom Julian has neither seen nor met. Terrified of Constantius, Julian lives in fear of his life and is desperate to leave the emperor's court to study abroad. The play follows his attempts to come to terms with his loss of faith and his renunciation of Christianity. When the play begins, crowds have gathered to watch the emperor, accompanied by his wife Eusebia and his sister Helena, attend Easter service. Amongst the onlookers are Phocion, a dyer, Eunapius, a barber, and Potamon, a goldsmith, all Christians, but from different sects. They treat the non-believers with vicious contempt, but are equally prepared to turn against each other.
Fresh fruits!
Out of my way, pagan.
Softly, master.
How dare you answer me back,
yes,
scum?
How dare you raise your voice to a Christian, a man of the emperor's own faith?
Into the gutter, pig, where you belong.
I beg you, masters.
Fold him.
Take that. And that. Heathen.
It would be a good thing, Eunapius, if someone could report this to the blessed ears of the emperor. He has recently expressed his displeasure at us Christians associating with pagans as though there were no distinction between us.
You mean that order posted in the marketplaces? Yes, I've read that too, Phocion. And I think that just as there is pure gold and counterfeit...
We should not all be rebuked, goldsmith. That's my opinion. God be praised, there are still some zealous spirits amongst us.
We are far from zealous enough. How many of these riff-raff do you suppose carry the sign of the cross and the fish on their arm?
Yes, look at them milling and swarming on the very steps of the Imperial Chapel.
At Easter, this most sacred of nights.
Obstructing us, the pure members of the Christian Church.
Gentlemen, can a Donatist be pure?
A Donatist? Are you a Donatist, Eunapius?
Why, aren't you?
A Donatist? May lightning strike your tongue.
But well said, Phocion, well said.
Get away from me. I know you, goldsmith. You're Potamon, the Manichaean.
A Manichaean? A stinking heretic? I am fallen among liars and idolaters. There's payment for your help, Phocion.
Dog! That spineless dog!
What are you both? Roast in hell forever!
You are
Julian? Cousin? Where is your brother Gallus?
Gallus? Why do you want to...
I called you there.
My lord?
Come, husband, come.
Your conscience cried out. What are you two plotting?
Really?
You and Gallus.
Come, Constantius.
What did the oracle answer?
Did the oracle? By our blessed Savior.
If anyone lies about you, he shall burn at the stake. Oh, let us remain friends, Julian.
My dear cousin, let us stay friends.
My dearest lord, all rests in your hands.
My hands?
Oh, hold them over us in benediction.
My hands? What were you thinking about my hands?
The emperor's hands are white and cool.
Well, what else should they be? What were you thinking? There. I caught you again.
They are like rose petals here in the moonlight.
Ah, yes, Julian. Yes, yes.
I must go. It is time to enter the church.
To enter into the presence of God? Oh, pray for me, Julian. They will offer me the holy wine. I can see it. It dances in the golden chalice like the eyes of a serpent. Eyes of blood! Oh, Jesus Christ, pray for me!
The Emperor is sick! Where is he? Send the governor here! My brother is sick!
Majesty,
my lord, be merciful and send me far away from here.
Where would you like to go?
To Egypt, if you will agree. Many go to the desert, into the great solitude.
Solitude? Oh, solitude makes men brood. I forbid you to brood.
I shan't brood. If only you will let me go. Here my soul grows more troubled every day. Evil thoughts crowd on me.
The devil is active in us all. Speak to your tutor, Hecabolius.
Time to go now, sir.
No, Memnon, I don't want to go.
Come. Most gracious lord, come, I say.
Oh, yes. Yes, into the house of God.
And afterwards, this other matter.
Afterwards. Julian! Gallus shall attend on me.
Don't be afraid, Julian.
Stay outside, Julian. Do not enter God's house in your present state of mind. If you kneel down before the altar, it will be to call down evil on my head. Oh, my dear kinsman, do not burden yourself with such a sin.
Come, my lord, into the church.
Yes, the church.
Most mighty ruler of the world, let me touch the hem of your garment, and my limbs may be made whole.
Pray for me, O thou Lord's anointed, that I may regain my sight.
Have faith, my son. Give them silver, Memnon. Come, let us go in.
What does he want with Gallus? Surely on this holy Easter night he can't mean to... Oh, if one only knew. Look where you're going, friend.
I am blind, my lord.
Still? Can you really not see even that shining star, O ye of little faith? Did not the Emperor, God's anointed, promise to pray for your sight?
Who are you? The mock of blind brother.
A brother who shares your blindness and lack of faith. Ah, Julian, don't move. I'm armed. Take care.
Don't you remember Agathon?
Agathon? Well, what are you saying? Agathon was a boy.
6 years ago, I knew you at once.
Agathon, yes, by the Holy Cross. I really believe it is you.
Oh, look at me. Have a good look.
My old friend. My dearest friend. You here? But that's a miracle. Incredible that I didn't recognize you at once. Of all my friends, you were the dearest. Things haven't changed between us, have they?
I kneel at your feet now as then.
No.
No, please let
so,
me.
So, Agathon, it's a blasphemy and a sin for you to kneel before me. If you knew how weighed down I am by guilt. God has washed his hands of me, Agathon.
You mustn't talk like that. Wasn't God strong in you when you led me out of the darkness and gave me light forever? And you were only a child at the time.
Yes. Oh, all that seems like a dream now.
It is as real as the promise of a new life.
I wish I had that strength now. Where did I find those words of fire? The air was full of song. A ladder rose from earth to heaven. Did you see that?
What?
That falling star there behind those two cypresses. Did I tell you what my mother dreamed of like before? No, of course not. I didn't hear about it until later.
What did she dream?
My mother dreamed she was giving birth to Achilles.
Do you still believe in dreams?
Why do you ask?
It has to do with my reason for coming here.
You had some special reason? It didn't occur to me.
A strange reason. That's what makes me hesitant and uneasy. There's so much I need to know first about how things are here, about you and the Emperor.
Tell me the truth, Agathon. Whom have you spoken to here?
No one.
What do you want to know about the Emperor? Has someone asked you to... Oh, Agathon, my friend, forgive me.
What do you mean?
No, it was nothing. Only a bird in the bushes.
I'm very happy here. Why should you think otherwise?
Julian, is the rumor true that when the time comes, you will be the Emperor's successor?
Don't say such dangerous things. Follow me. Down here, away from the square. Why are you asking me all these questions? I won't tell you anything till you tell me what you're doing in Constantinople.
I come in the service of the Lord our God.
If you love your Savior and your own salvation, go back home. And speak quietly. There's a boat down there. Go back home, I tell you. Do you know what this city has become during these past 15 months? A blasphemous Babylon. Haven't you heard? Don't you know that Libanius is here?
Who's Libanius? Well, one of those false pagan teachers.
The most dangerous of them all.
More dangerous than the Riddler Maximus.
Maximus? Don't talk about that imposter. Who knows anything for certain about Maximus? No, Agathon, no. Libanius is the most dangerous. His arrival here was presaged by signs. I myself saw the stars break from their orbits, plunge earthwards, and die as they fell. Everyone calls him a king among teachers of eloquence. Old men and youths flock to hear him. He binds their souls so that they have to follow him. His words are borne from mouth to mouth, even into the imperial palace. His mocking wit, his impregnable logic, his foul lampoons disturb my prayers. Sometimes, to my horror, I feel my gorge rising at the sight of the body and blood. Oh, were I the emperor, I would send you the head of Libanius on a charger.
But why does the emperor allow this? How can our pious and God-fearing emperor possibly...
The emperor? Praise be the emperor's faith and piety. But the emperor has no thought for anything but this unfortunate Persian war. No one can think of anything else. No one cares about the war which is being waged here against Jesus Christ. I have begged my tutor, Hecabolius, to get the emperor to banish the thing. Yes, but no. No, this man poisons the air for us all. Oh, blessed Jesus, if only I could flee from all this heathen vileness. Living here is living in the lion's den.
Julian, what are you saying?
Yes, it's true. Only a miracle can save us.
Now, listen, that miracle has happened.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you, Julian. For I can no longer doubt that you're the one who... What brought me to Constantinople was a vision.
A vision?
A revelation from God.
In God's name, speak! No, hush. Someone's coming down.
Don't drop any of those books in the water, my dear Gregor, when we board our vessel. Remember that what you carry there is more precious than gold.
Excuse me, sir. But is any man-made thing more precious than gold?
Can gold buy wisdom?
True. But then you should not trust the treacherous waters.
The favor of man is more treacherous.
Wisely spoken. And where are you sailing with your treasures?
To Athens. Your arms, Alice.
By the gods, it is he, Libanius.
He?
As true as I live, I know him, Prince Julian.
This is Prince Julian.
I've seen him with that liar, Hecabolius.
You have a sharp wit, proud Galilean.
Why do you call me Galilean? What marks me out as a Christian?
Your courteous cloak.
Beneath my cloak hides a philosopher. Look, I wear an exceedingly coarse shirt. But tell me, what do you seek in Athens?
What did Pontius Pilate seek?
Cannot the truth be found here, where the great Libanius lives?
Libanius, yes. Libanius will soon be silent. Libanius, my lord, is weary of the struggle.
Weary? Libanius, the invulnerable, the all-conquering?
He is weary of waiting for his equal.
Now you jest, stranger. Where can Libanius hope to find his equal?
He has been found.
Who? Where? Name him.
That might be dangerous.
Why?
Are you not a courtier?
And if I am?
Would you dare to praise the emperor's heir designate?
Ah,
if you betray me, I shall deny everything.
I shall betray no one. Have no fear. The emperor's heir designate, you say? I don't know whom you mean. The emperor has not named anyone.
Answer me truthfully. Is there not at the imperial court a youth who by stern words, prayer, and persuasion is barred from the light of the academy?
That is to keep his faith pure.
Has this young man so little faith in his faith? What does he know of his faith? What does a soldier know of his shield before it's protected him in battle?
True. But he has loving kinsmen and teachers.
Words, my lord. Let me speak plainly.
It is for the emperor's sake that his young kinsman is deliberately locked away from those who study wisdom. The emperor is not blessed with the gift of eloquence. The emperor is, of course, great, but he cannot endure that his successor should dazzle the empire.
Dazzle? Listen, I stand quite close to this young prince. I should dearly like to know... Stand further off, Agathon. I must speak privately with this man.
Sarah, pray for us.
Dazzle, you said. Dazzle the Empire? What do you know? What does any of you know about Prince Julian?
Is it not said that when he was a child in Cappadocia and was debating with his brother Gallus, he sided with the pagan gods and defended them against the Galileans?
But that was only in jest, debating practice.
But what verbal skill the boy already had. What beauty and grace of intellect.
You think so?
Yes. He could become an adversary whom we could both fear and long for. That is why Libanius has waited in vain.
What has Libanius said? For God's sake, I beseech you, tell me.
He said, watch that Galilean prince. He is a spiritual Achilles.
Achilles? My mother's dream.
Yonder, in the open halls of the academy, lies the battlefield. There the adversaries meet openly and joyfully. Arrows of eloquence cut the air. The sharp swords of knowledge sparkle. The blessed gods smile down from the clouds.
Away from me with your pagan fancies.
And the heroes return to their tents, their arms entwined without rancor, their cheeks aglow, their blood pulsing through every vein, crowned with recognition and with laurel. Ah, but where is Achilles? I do not see him. Achilles is wrathful.
Achilles is unhappy. But can I believe this? Oh, tell me, my brain grows dizzy. Did Libanius say all this?
Why did Libanius come here to Constantinople? For what reason but to seek the honored friendship of a certain youth?
Then why did he abuse and mock Prince Julian? What, one does not scorn a man whose friendship one seeks.
Lies. Invented to sow hatred between the two champions.
Surely you won't deny that it was Libanius who railed against
him. I deny it utterly.
You mean those lampoons weren't written by him?
Not one of them. They were conceived in the church, not in the halls of learning.
You don't believe it?
I tell you, it was Echebolius.
Echebolius? My tutor?
Yes. He was determined to set his enemy against his pupil.
Is it possible?
And if this blinded and betrayed young man had known what kind of people we lovers of wisdom are, he would not have acted so harshly against us.
What do you mean?
Now it is too late. Good night, my lord. I am ordered to leave Constantinople.
My friend and brother, who are you?
A man who is sad. Because he sees the chosen one of the gods destroyed.
What do you mean? There is a whole glorious world to which you Christians are blind. In that world, life is a festival at which every cup is full and foaming and every brow garlanded with roses.
Dizzy bridges stretch from soul to soul, even to the most distant stars in the great room of the universe. I know the man who could be master of this mighty empire
at the cost of his eternal salvation.
What is salvation? To return to one's beginning.
Oh, if I had the learning, if I had the weapons with which to challenge you.
Find those weapons, young man, in the debating hall, where intellects and spirits are sharp.
Oh,
farewell. You Christians have driven truth into exile. See how we bear the blows of fate. Our heads raised high and crowned with laurel. Thus we depart, shortening the night with song, awaiting the coming of Apollo. Come, Gregor, Gallus.
Agathon, who was that riddler? Listen to me, Julian.
He understood me.
And Libanius himself. The great, incomparable Libanius. Oh, how sharp and bright the pagan eye must be.
He was sent to tempt you.
I can't live any longer among these people here. They mock me, they laugh behind my back. Nobody believes what I carry within me. Even my tutor, Echebolius. Oh, yes, I feel it. Christ is abandoning me.
Oh.
I shall become evil here.
Oh, you don't understand.
Christ is waiting for you. My friend, what do you mean? Agathon,
the vision that drove me to Constantinople.
Yes, yes, the vision that I'd almost forgotten. A revelation, you said.
Tell me.
I was lying on my bed. I could neither wake nor sleep. I felt hollow inside, as though my soul had left me. Then, all of a sudden, I saw before me on the wall a white, shining light. and in the radiance of the light stood a man in a long cloak. Then he spoke. He said, "Rise, Agathon. Seek him who shall inherit my kingdom. Bid him enter the den and wrestle with the lions."
Wrestle with the lions? Strange, strange. Oh, if it were... The meeting just now with that philosopher, a revelation, a message to me. Could I be the chosen one?
It is most certain that you are.
To wrestle with the lions, yes, I see. So be it, Agathon. It is God's will that I shall seek out Libanius in the debate.
No, Julian, hear me out.
Can you doubt it? Libanius, is he not strong like the mountain lion? And is not the debating hall?
Can you know? For the figure continued. Tell the chosen one he shall shake the dust of the imperial city from his feet and never more enter its gates.
You are sure of this, Agathon?
Yes, quite sure.
Not here, then. To wrestle with the lions. Where? Where shall I find light, Agathon?
Julian. Yana?
To my brother!
Do this. Agathon. Which Agathon? You go around with so many kinds of... Good God, it's the cup of the shears. Why, you become a grown man.
Have you heard, Gallus? The Emperor has been asking for you.
No, tonight.
Yes, yes, he wants to speak with you. He seems extremely angry.
How do you know? What did he say?
He wanted to know what answer some oracle had given. Now, don't hide anything from me. What does it mean?
It means death or banishment.
Merciful Savior.
I guessed as much.
Oh, speak, brother, speak.
What can I say? Do I know more than you? If the Emperor has spoken of an oracle, then a certain messenger must have been captured, or someone has betrayed me.
Messenger? What is this about a messenger?
I asked a question of the oracle in a bygone.
But that's a pagan.
I know one shouldn't have anything to do with pagan, but, well, you may as well know. I asked about the outcome of this Persian war.
What madness. Oh, Gallus, I see it in your eyes. You asked something else, too.
Wait, I didn't
yes,
ask.
Yes, 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 yes. You asked whether a certain great man would live or die.
And if I did, what concerns us more closely than that? You and I.
Be quiet, you're mad.
Get away from me. Crawl before him if you must. I can't stand it any longer. I want to cry it out in every marketplace. Have you seen him, Agathon? Have you seen the murderer?
Murderer?
The murderer in the Red Club. My father's murder. My stepmother's. My eldest brother.
Hush, you will have us all killed.
11 heads in a single night. 11 corpses. All our family. Oh, but let it be. His conscience torments him. He trembles through his veins like a nest of serpents.
Don't listen to him. Go.
Wait.
Go.
It is you who betrayed me.
He's your own brother?
Oh, Julian. Kinship protects no one in our family. If you've been secretly spying on me, say so. Who else could it be? Do you think I don't know what people are whispering? The Emperor intends to name you as his successor.
I swear to you, beloved Gallus, that will never happen. I don't want it. One mightier than the Emperor has called me. Oh, believe me, Gallus, my path has been marked out for me. I won't do it, I tell you. Oh, Lord of Hosts, I on the Imperial throne? No, 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 no. No.
Well acted, Mountie.
You can laugh. You don't know what has happened. I scarcely know myself. Oh, Agathon, if this head should be anointed, would it not be an apostasy? A mortal sin? Gallus! If only I could die or be banished in your place. My soul is wasting here. I ought to forgive, but I can't. Evil grows in me. Hatred and revenge whisper in my ear.
Here they come. The Easter service is over.
Be careful, my dear brother.
Ah, Hecabolius.
Is that you, Majorian? Alas, you have been causing me much grief again lately. Christ is angry with you, my son. Your stubbornness offends him. There is no love in your heart, only worldly vanity.
Hecabolius, how could you write those vile lampoons, those slanders against me?
I swear to you by all that is high and holy.
I can tell from your eyes you're lying. How could you write those things, I ask you, and pretend they are vile Albanians?
Very well, my beloved son. Since you know...
You have lied to me. You have deceived and betrayed me.
To prove, my son, how deeply I love you. What would I not do for the soul of one who shall someday be the Lord's anointed?
Oh, how blind I have been.
My son, the Emperor.
Ah, this blessed sense of peace.
Your strength and compassion?
Oh, yes, yes, Eusebia. I saw the dove hover over me. It took away that dreadful burden of guilt from my soul. Now, Memnon, I am no longer afraid to do what must be done.
Then do it quickly, my lord.
Ah, here they both are. Julian! Gallus!
Don't touch me!
Gallus, my kinsman! See by the light of these Easter stars. I choose him who lies closest to my heart. Kneel, all of you. Acclaim Gallus. Caesar!
Caesar!
Answer!
Kneel!
My beloved lord.
Don't come near me, Julian. What do you want? Is not Gallus the elder? What hopes have you been building for yourself? Away, away with you.
I, Caesar.
My heir and my successor. Within 3 days you shall join the army in Persia. I know this Persian war is close to your heart.
Oh, most gracious lord.
Thank me with deeds, beloved Gallus. I know how concerned you are for my life, so let it be your task to destroy him. But Julian, my pious friend and brother, it must be so.
Blessed be the Emperor's will.
I have thought of you, too. Know, Julian, that you can now breathe freely in Constantinople.
Yes. Praise be Christ and the Emperor.
You know already who told you.
No, what, my lord?
But Libanius, the pagan worshipper, is banished.
Libanius? Banished?
Yonder sails his ship. I know you have long wanted this. I could not do it for you before, but now, let this be some small compensation to you, my Julian.
My lord, grant me one more favor.
Ask what you will.
Let me go to Athens.
Strange request. You wish to live among pagans? What do you want in Athens?
I want to learn to wrestle with lions.
I understand your pious wish, and you are not afraid. You think you are strong enough.
The Lord our God has called me with a loud voice. Like Daniel, I go calm and joyful into the lion's den.
Julian!
Oh, let me go forth and cleanse the world.
I must consider. Well,
let him have his way, my lord. It will keep him from brooding on larger matters.
Thank you, Constantius. Let him have his wish.
Most mighty Emperor, let him go. I doubt the wisdom of caging him here. And now it doesn't matter so much.
How could I refuse you anything at such a moment as this? Go, Julian, and God be with you.
Oh, thank you.
And now to our feast of celebration. My Capuan cook has discovered some new Lenten dishes. Carp necks in Chian wine. Come, you shall walk behind me. Caesar, Gallus.
Helena, oh, my darling. What a miraculous change.
Oh, my dearest Gallus, now we can hope again.
I can scarcely believe it. Who's responsible?
Oh, shh.
You, my love.
Memnon, Spartan dog.
Dog? What do you mean?
Memnon, dog. Julian kicked it. This is the slave's revenge.
Why so silent, Eusebia?
Oh, Constantius, why this choice? Why?
11 ghosts demanded it.
Alas for us. This will not appease the ghosts.
Flute players! Why are the dogs silent? Play! Play!
Gallus, his successor. And I am free. Free. Free.
Long live the Prince of Wisdom and Eloquence. You waste your flattery. No more verses today.
The garland of roses for Julian, the Prince of Wisdom.
Well. Do I see my brother Julian dispensing wisdom in the open forum?
Say rather madness, Libanius. Wisdom has abandoned our city.
Has wisdom abandoned us?
It is about to. Are you not going down to the Piraeus like all the rest?
Aye, brother. What should I do in the Piraeus?
Then you must be the only teacher in Athens who does not know that a ship has just docked, filled to the bulwarks with young men in search of learning.
That ship is from Ephesus.
Doesn't gold weigh the same wherever it comes from?
Gold? That devil Maximus keeps the true gold for himself. He doesn't let them go.
The sons of shopkeepers and artisans. Tonight, at least, one of your colleagues will have no cause for disappointment.
My friend is jesting.
Your friend assures you that the two sons of the governor Milon are on board.
What? The
Governor Milon's two sons. Noble Milon, who sent the Emperor 7 Persian horses and 7 saddles embroidered with pearls. Milon is a wealthy man. All his family are wealthy.
Especially his two sons.
Then you were right, Julian. This ship has brought gold from Ephesus. For are not the gifts of the mind pure gold? Your news makes me restless. These young men must be taken care of. My friends, let us offer a welcoming hand to these two strangers. Help them to find teachers and accommodations.
Yes, yes. To the pirate.
To the pirate.
We'll find my ball for my own son.
Look at them skipping along like a pack of fawns. How they lick their lips at the thought of a feasting they'll be tonight.
Julian, look at me. I'm sober.
I know that. You're temperate in all things. And yet you live this life of theirs.
Why not?
Which of us knows when the lightning will strike? So why not enjoy the noonday sun? Do you forget, Gregor, I wasted my childhood and youth in Constantinople in a gilded prison with only my tutor Hegabolius. It became a habit for me, I might almost say a necessity, to live in fear. And now, this silence from the Emperor, as of the grave. This cunning silence. I came to Athens, sought out Libanius, whom the Emperor had forbidden me to see. The Emperor says nothing. How am I to interpret this?
Perhaps he loves you, Julia.
Oh, you don't understand. I hate this power that dominates my life. Terrible when it strikes and still more terrible when it seems to sleep.
Be honest, my friend. Is it only this that has led you on such strange paths?
How do you mean, strange paths?
Is it true that you secretly spend your night studying...
Little to be gained from those riddling dreamers. Let's not talk about
it. Then it is true. Oh, Julian, how could you seek such shameful company among heathen?
I must live, Gregor. Unless academic existence isn't life. Libanius. I shall never forgive him for the fact that I once loved and admired him. When I first came here, how humbly, with what tremulous joy I went to greet him, bowed down before him, kissed him, and called him brother.
Yes, we Christians thought you were going too far.
I envisaged a mighty duel between the two of us. The truth of the world against the truth of God. What became of it? I tell you, Gregor, Libanius is not a great man.
Yet all Greece declares he is.
Libanius has great learning, but he is not a great man. Only once have I seen Libanius great. That night in Constantinople, when he had been banished by Constantius, and he talked to me. Then he was great because he had suffered a great injustice, and because a noble anger filled him. But here... Oh, what have I not witnessed here? And now he is even writing letters to my brother Gallus, to Caesar Gallus, the emperor's heir, wishing him luck in his campaign against the Persians.
Let's pick up Josie from Antioch.
Is there one for me?
From your mother.
My mother? And is that from your sister, Basilius?
Yes, Agrina. She has sad and strange news.
Tell me.
First she writes of your noble brother, Gallus. He ruled Antioch with a stern hand.
Yes, Gallus is hard. Did Macrina write with a stern hand?
Macrina writes with a bloody hand.
I fear this much.
Does Macrina say what is happening in Antioch?
Does it? Not in detail.
What's the matter, Gregor? You look pale. You knew this noble Alexandrian, Clemasius?
Yes, yes. What's happened to him?
He's been murdered.
What?
Executed without trial or sentence.
Who has executed him?
Yes, who?
Burn these dangerous letters. They could bring ill luck to us all.
Open violence in the heart of a great city. Where are we? Where are we?
Yes, you may well ask that. Where are we? A Christian murderer. A Christian...
Can't you achieve nothing? What do you intend to do?
I?
You don't suppose it will end with the murder of Clemasius? My mother writes that a stinking abyss has opened its jaws. Wives inform against their husbands, sons against their fathers, priests against their own congregation.
Oh, Gregor, if I could flee to the ends of the earth.
Your place is at the earth's center, Prince Julian.
What would you have me do?
You are the brother of this bloody Caesar. Go to him, throw this deed in his face, strike him to the ground in fear and guilt.
You must be mad. Would you have me accuse him to his face when my very existence is a danger to him?
Why did you come here to Athens? To fight for the truth of Christ. What have you achieved?
Oh, the battle was never intended to be fought here.
No, not here. Not with debating points or book against book. No, Julian. You must do battle on the field of life. You must risk your life.
Yes, I see. You ask yourself,
How much of you belongs to God? How much dare the emperor demand?
Well, shall we go together?
I have my little circle, my family to take care of. My strength and talents extend no further.
To the Bacchanal.
Julian, why?
To the Bacchanal, my friends.
Look, they have bathed their new friends from Ephesus and anointed their hair. Look at that man they're driving naked before them. Here come the dancing girls. Do you see what the... Fornication.
For shame, for shame. Turn your eyes away.
Tell me, why was the pagan sin so beautiful?
You are wrong, my friend. Beautiful poems and stories have been written about the pagan sin, but it was never beautiful.
How could you say that? Was not Alcibiades beautiful when, hot with wine, he stormed by night through the streets of Athens like a young god, hammering on the citizens' doors while the women trembled inside, sighing in breathless silence and longing for nothing more than...
Julian, I tell you, listen to me.
Was not Socrates beautiful on his symposium on the love of man for man? Was the sin beautiful in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Julian.
Did not Jehovah's fire avenge what Socrates did not shrink from? Oh, as I live this life of freedom and exaltation, I sometimes wonder whether truth is not the enemy of beauty.
Can you pine for beauty at a moment like this? Have you forgotten what Macrina wrote with a bloody hand?
I don't want to hear another word about those hideous... Let's forget everything about Antioch. What else does Macrina write?
She likes of Maximus.
The mystic?
Yes. He's turned up again. This time in Ephesus. The whole countryside is in a ferment. His name on all lips. Either he is a fraud or he has made an unholy pact with certain spirits. She only writes that in his reappearance she sees a sign that God is angry with us. She believes that grievous retribution awaits us for our sins.
This sister of yours must be a rare woman.
She is indeed.
When you tell me of her letters, it is as though I had at last found something I had long been seeking. Something perfect and complete. Why does she yearn for solitude?
I told you. The man she was betrothed to died. She still thinks of him as a husband who awaits her and to whom her purity is pledged.
It is strange how many are drawn to solitude in these times. When you write to Macrina, tell her that I too...
She knows that. But she doesn't believe it.
Why not? What does she write?
I believe he is the reincarnation of David, born to smite the heathen Goliath. May God's spirit be upon him in the battle and for all his days.
She too? What is it you all expect of me?
Why do all believers pin their hopes on you?
Here, let me read it. May God's spirit be upon him in the battle and for all his days. Oh, if only I could...
But what sense is there in all these voices calling to me from east and west to save Christendom? Where is this Christendom that must be saved? In the Emperor or in Gallus Caesar?
Seek the answer where it is always to be found in times of trouble, in the Holy Scriptures.
Oh, the same counsel of despair. Books, always books. When I asked Libanius, he said, books, books. When I come to you, it's books, books, books. I ask for bread and you offer me a stone. I can't use books. It's life I hunger for, communion with a spirit face to face. Was it a book that opened Saul's eyes? Was it not a torrent of light that smote him, a vision, a voice? Oh, I stumble like Saul in the darkness. If Christ wants anything of me, he must speak to me clearly. I want to place my finger in his wounds.
And yet it is written that...
I know everything that's written there.
This written word isn't the living truth. There must be a new revelation, or a revelation of something new. There must, I tell you. The time is ripe. Yes, a revelation. Oh, Basilius, can't you pray for that to be vouchsafed me? A martyrdom, if need be. Martyrdom... The sweetness of the thought makes me dizzy. The crown of thorns about my temples.
this. I've forgotten this. This garland of roses they put around my head. I've only learned one thing in Athens.
What?
The old beauty is no longer beautiful. And the new truth is no longer new.
Now we have him! Now we have him!
Him? I thought you had them both.
Both?
The sons of the wealthy governor of Ephesus.
Oh, yes, I have them too, but we have him, my dear Julian. Haven't you heard the news about Maximus?
Maximus, tell me.
He was bound to come to this in the end, the restless fool. Step by step towards madness.
Or the highest wisdom.
Maximus has claimed that he can conjure up the spirits of the departed.
The spirits of...
A colleague has written telling me the details.
Spirits of the dead.
In Ephesus recently, Maximus practiced forbidden arts on the statue of Hecate. Eusebius writes that he himself was present. All around was as black as night. Maximus uttered strange incantations. Then he sang a hymn, which no one understood. Then the marble torch in the statue's hand began to flame.
Yes.
Then, in a clear, bluish light, they all saw the statue's face come alive and smile at them.
What else happened?
Many fell sick or went mad. But he, would you believe it, Julian? He continues on this dangerous and sinful path.
Sinful? Does not all wisdom aim towards this end? Communion between spirit and spirit.
Oh, my dear friend. Fortunately, we are no longer living in the age of the blind bard. Maximus should know better than that. Has not Plato, and we after him, satisfactorily explained all that business? Is it not sinful, in this modern age, to seek to obscure with riddles and misty dreams this marvelous, tangible, and dare I say it, painfully created structure of intelligence and speculation, which after centuries of intellectual toil, we scholars have...
Goodbye. Basilius, I see a light on my path. I won't let you go. I will stop you.
No one will stop me. Do not try to prevent what must be.
Where are you going?
To where torches light themselves and statues smile.
That princely youth is a danger to scholarship.
Julian is a danger to more than that.
Welcome to Ephesus. I am Prince Julian's chamberlain. He is expecting you both.
No one knew we were coming.
I assure you there is no mistake.
Impossible.
He sent for me early this morning. Prepare a rich supper, he said. For this evening I shall be visited by two friends from Athens.
Is he in there?
Please, go in.
You come, my friends, Gregor and Basilius.
Julian, friend and brother.
But explain to us how. Your servants greet us at the gate with music, seek to bathe us and anoint our hair and garland us with roses.
I saw you last night. It was full moon, you know, and then my soul is always strangely alert. I was at my desk in the library and had fallen asleep. Tired, oh, my friends, so tired with reading and writing. Then the house was filled as though with a mighty wind. The curtain fluttered up. And I looked out into the night far across the sea. I heard a sweet song. It came from two great birds with the faces of women. They flew towards the shore. There they alighted gently. The birds vanished like a white mist, and in a soft, trembling light, I saw you both.
Are you sure of all this?
Were you thinking about me? Did you talk about me last night?
Why, yes, on the ship.
What time of night was that?
What time of night did you see this vision?
An hour after midnight.
Extraordinary.
You see? You see?
Then it's true.
What? What is true?
The rumor that you practice clandestine arts.
Oh, rumor always exaggerates.
Oh, Julian, in the name of our friendship, tell us the truth.
My dear friends, I am the happiest man on earth. And Maximus, yes, he deserves that name.
Maximus is the greatest man who has ever lived.
We wanted only to see you.
No, no, wait. No, 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 no. No, I shrank too before my eyes were opened and I divined the true meaning of life.
And what is the true meaning of life?
Maximus knows. In him is the new revelation.
And you have seen it too?
Almost. It is about to be imparted to me. Tonight the last veil will be drawn aside. When Maximus comes, you shall witness...
Never, we cannot.
At least stay until tomorrow.
Impossible, our caravan leaves at dawn.
At dawn? Before midnight the day could dawn for you? Oh, why so hesitant? Why do you stand there as though face to face with something insuperable? I know what I know. In every generation, there has been one soul in whom the pure Adam has been reborn. He was strong in Moses the lawgiver. He had the power to conquer the world in Alexander the Macedonian. He was all but fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. But you see, Basilius, all of them lacked what I have promised. The pure woman. Oh, Basilius, I had so much to say to you. You are the head of your family, and who knows whether all that is promised to me, whether it may not be through your house, through your sister Macrina, that I...
Never. No one shall be drawn into your madness and wild dreams with my consent.
Oh, how can you talk of consent? I see a hand writing on the wall. Soon I shall decipher the writing.
Come, Basilius.
Oh, my friends, my friends.
From this day, a gulf.
Yes, yes, go, go, go. What is all your wisdom worth? You know only two roads. The road to the school of knowledge and the road to the church. The third road, you do not know. Still less. At last. Is it time, Maximus?
Your soul and your body pure.
I have fasted and anointed myself.
Then let the night's high festival begin.
Maximus, what is this? Dancing girls?
Roses in the hair, sparkling wine.
See the beautiful limbs at play. You mean the sensual turmoil is to accompany
us only in the eye of the sinful drink?
Roses in the hair, sparkling wine. Oh, what was in that?
The spark of the fire Prometheus stole.
My senses are transposed. I hear brightness and see music.
The wine is the soul of the drink, the free yet willing prison.
Yes, yes, there is freedom in intoxication. Can you explain the sense of blessedness?
To be intoxicated is to be wedded to the spirit of nature.
A sweet riddle. It tempts and seduces me. What was that? Why did you laugh?
I
hear whispering on my left. The silk cushion is rustling. Maximus, we are not alone.
We are five at table.
A symposium with the spirits.
In the shade.
Name my guests.
Not now.
Listen. Listen. What is that? The great wind blowing through the house.
Julian.
Speak. Speak. What is happening to us? Everything has gone dark.
The hour of Annunciation is upon thee. Look. There's a great light on the table. There. Yes, yes. Maximus. You see anything?
Yes.
What do you see?
I see a shining face in the light.
Man or woman?
I don't know.
Speak.
Dare I?
Speak.
Why was I born?
To serve the spirit.
Yes, yes.
Ask more.
What is my task?
Thou shalt establish the kingdom.
Which kingdom?
The kingdom.
And by what path?
The path of freedom.
Explain fully. What is the path of freedom?
The path of necessity.
And by what power?
By willing.
What shall I will?
What thou must.
It grows pale. It's vanishing. Speak.
speak, what must I do to establish the kingdom?
Julian.
Gone? The lamps burn brightly again.
Gone.
Do you understand now?
Now, least of all. I tremble on the brink of an abyss, suspended between light and darkness. What is the kingdom?
There are three kingdoms.
Three?
First, there is the kingdom founded on the tree of knowledge. Then the kingdom founded on the tree of the cross.
Yes. And the third?
The third is the kingdom of the great mystery. The kingdom which will be founded on both the tree of knowledge and the tree of the cross, because it hates and loves them both. And because its life spring has its source beneath both Adam's grove and Golgotha.
And this kingdom shall come
at any hour. I have calculated that.
There is the whispering again. Who are my guests?
The three cornerstones shaped by the rock of destiny.
Who? Who?
The three great helpers through denial.
Name them.
I cannot. I do not know them, but I could show them.
Then show them to me. At once, Maximus.
Where?
At once. At once. I will see them. I will speak to them one by one.
On thy head be it. Take shape and show thyself. O thou first chosen lamb of sacrifice.
Ah!
What do you see?
There he lies. In the corner. Huge like Hercules. And beautiful. No, no, not. If thou canst, speak to me.
What wouldst thou know?
What was thy task in life?
My sin.
Why didst thou sin?
Why was I not my brother?
Don't be evasive. Why didst thou sin?
Why was I myself?
And what didst thou will, being thyself?
What I had to.
Why didst thou have to?
I was myself.
Thou art scant of speech.
In vino veritas.
You are right, Maximus. Bathe in the fumes of the wine, my pale guest. Comfort thyself. Smell them, smell them. They rise into the air like the smoke of sacrifice.
The smoke of sacrifice does not always rise.
Why does the scar on my brow grow red? No, no, no. Do not cover it with thy hair. What is it?
The mark.
Enough of that. And what fruit did thy sin bear?
The most glorious.
What dost thou call the most glorious of fruits?
Life.
And whence comes life?
From death.
And whence comes death?
Ah, that is the riddle.
God.
God?
Yes.
Did you recognize him?
Yes.
Who was it?
Cain.
Ah, that way. Ask no more.
The second, Maximus.
No, 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 I will not.
The second, I say. You swore that certain mysteries should be revealed to me. The second, I must see him. I must know my guests.
Thou hast willed it, not I. Come forth and show thyself. Thou willing slave. Thou who next did help to change the world.
No closer.
Do you see him?
Yes.
What do you see?
A red-bearded man. His clothes are torn and he has a rope around his neck. Speak to him, Maximus.
You must speak.
What was thou in life?
The 12th wheel of the world's chariot.
The 12th? A fifth is usually thought superfluous.
Where would the chariot have rolled without me?
Where did it roll with thee?
Into glory.
Why didst thou help?
Because I willed.
What didst thou will?
What I had to will.
Who chose thee?
The master.
Did a master know what would happen when he chose thee?
Ah. That is the riddle.
You're silent.
He isn't there any longer.
Did you recognize him?
Yes.
What was he called in life?
Judas Iscariot.
Ah, the abyss blossoms. The night reveals itself.
Bring forth the third.
He shall come. Come forth, thou third cornerstone. Come forth, thou third ordained liberator. I dare not look what you see.
I see nothing.
But he is here. By the seal of Solomon, by the eye in the triangle, I charge thee, show thyself. What do you see now?
Nothing. Nothing.
Come forth, thou. Lightning in the night, I see it. All art is in vain.
Why? Speak, speak.
Luther is not yet among the shades.
He is alive?
Yes, he's alive.
And here, you say?
Here, or there, or among the unborn, I do not know.
Then it is you or I. But which? Which I must know.
No more than I. What did the voice in the light proclaim?
The voice in the light? The kingdom. Mm. The kingdom. To establish the kingdom.
The third kingdom. The kingdom founded on the cross and the tree of knowledge.
No, no, no. Get away from me, tempter. I renounce you and all your work.
Would you renounce destiny?
I defy destiny. I will not be its servant. I am free, free, free.
What's that noise? Why are they screaming?
Some men are forcing their way into the house.
They're terrorizing your servants. They want to murder us.
Be calm. No one can hurt us.
My lord. My lord, soldiers have surrounded the house. They've posted guards at every door. Oh. They're breaking in.
What is this?
Your servants tried to prevent me from entering, and in my business is most urgent.
You here in Ephesus, worthy Leontes?
I have written day and night on orders of the emperor.
To me? Well, what does the emperor want with me? I have committed no crime that I know of. I am sick, Leontes. This man is here as my doctor.
Pardon me.
Why have you forced your way into my house? What does the emperor want?
Most mighty lord, praising your good fortune and my own, I hail you Caesar.
Long live Caesar Julian!
Caesar? I beseech you, where is Gallus?
Gallus is with his beloved one.
Dead? Dead, Gallus, dead? Dead in the midst of his victories? But when and where?
I must see him! Let me pass, I say!
Julian! Gregor, my brother, so you came back after all.
In the name of Christ, send away this tempter!
He's the Emperor's envoy, Gregor.
Would you tread on your brother's bloody corpse?
Bloody corpse?
Don't you know? Caesar Gallus has been murdered in Illyria.
Murdered?
Who is this audacious?
Murdered! Murdered! Leontes, tell me he is lying.
Caesar Gallus. The victim of his own deed.
Murdered? Who murdered him?
It was a necessity, most noble lord. Caesar Gallus abused his power like a man.
I'm not asking you what his crime was. Who killed him?
The tribune Scudula, who attended him, deemed it advisable to have him executed.
The emperor is great and just. So I am the last of our line, Gregor. The emperor Constantius is great.
Most noble Caesar, made peace to wear this.
This is red. Take it away. Is this the cloak my brother wore in Illyria?
It is newly brought from Sidon. It is sent to you by your kinsman, the emperor. He bid me tell you that, being childless, he hoped that you will remedy this his deepest grief. He wishes to see you in Rome. Afterwards, it is his will that you go, as Caesar, to Gaul. The German border tribes have crossed the Rhine and made a dangerous incursion into the empire. He puts his trust in you and his confidence that you will crush the barbarians. Certain things have been revealed to him in dreams, and his last word to me, as I left, was, he was sure you would succeed in establishing the empire.
In establishing the empire, the kingdom, the voice in the light of Axis.
Sign against sign. Say no, Julian. They want to fasten the wings of corruption to your shoulders. Refuse!
Who are you who dare to defy the emperor?
My name is Gregor. I am the son of the Bishop of Naviance. Do what you will with
him. He is my friend and brother. Let no man touch him.
Not in the blood, Julian. Not become Caesar.
You too, my loyal friend.
Do not take it. God's sake.
Through me the kingdom shall be established.
Kingdom of Christ.
The great and glorious kingdom of the emperor.
Was it to establish the emperor's kingdom on earth that you left Constantinople? Was it his kingdom?
Mists, mists, all that lies behind me like a wild dream.
Don't you see that this is a temptation of the devil? All the glory of the world lies at your feet.
Sign against sign, Caesar.
A word, Leontes. Where are you taking me?
To Rome, my lord.
That isn't what I mean. Where are you taking me? To fortune and power or to the slaughterhouse?
My lord, you mock me. How can you think?
Gallus's limbs have scarcely rotted yet.
I can still your doubt. This letter from the emperor, I would prefer to hand it to you in private, but...
A letter? What does he write? Helena. Oh, Leontes.
The emperor gives her to you, my lord. He gives you his beloved sister, for whom your brother Gallus begged in vain.
Helena, for me? Unattainable, attained. But she, Leontes, what does she...
As I prepared to leave, he took the princess by the hand and led her to me. Her virginal blood rose into her fair cheeks, and she dropped her eyes and said, greet my dear kinsman and tell him that he has always been the man who... Go on, my Otis. With those words you fell silent. The most pure and virtuous.
Pure and virtuous. The pure woman I was promised.
All is miraculously fulfilled. Dress me in the purple robe.
You've chosen.
I have chosen, Maximus.
Remember, sign against sign.
This is no case of sign against sign. Maximus, oh Maximus, my poor seer, you have been blind. Dress me in the purple robe.
Caesar Julian, will you take as your bride the Princess Helena, sister of our beloved Emperor Constantius?
I will.
Helena, will you take Caesar Julian as your husband in the name of Christ?
I will.
I don't know whether he will come as a conqueror or a fugitive.
Don't worry, my lady. Caesar Julian will always come as a conqueror.
Well, these here is something.
Your Highness, these are only barbarian auxiliaries entering the town, and they know nothing.
Oh, I deserve this misery. Oh, sweet, blessed Christ, have I not prayed to you night and day?
Helena!
My Julian, I hate him! Julian! My beloved!
Helena. Close all the outer doors, you idiot.
Defeated. A fugitive.
My lord.
Double guards on the doors. Let no one enter. Wait! Has any messenger come from the Emperor?
No, my lord. But a messenger is expected.
Go. Go! Leave us, Myra.
My lord. It is all over with us.
Who knows?
Such a defeat.
What are you talking about, my lord?
Haven't the Germans defeated you?
If they had defeated me, you would never have seen me alive again.
In God's name, then, what had happened?
The worst, Helena. An unimaginable victory.
Victory? An unimaginable victory? You've won and yet...
You don't understand my position. You know only the gilded exterior of a Caesar's misery.
Julian!
Why? What is this? How you've changed.
What?
How you've changed in these last few months. Helena, have you been ill?
No. But tell me...
Yes, you have been ill. You still must be. These feverish temples, those dark rings round your eyes.
Oh, they're nothing. Don't stare at me, Julian. I've only been worrying and lying awake at night thinking about you. I beg you, don't hide anything from me.
What was that?
No, I only thought...
But all your friends in the army.
My friends in the army. I haven't one. Yes, one, my old student friend, Summer.
Oh, Julian.
Every week, secret letters leave my camp for Rome. Everything I do is reported and misconstrued. No slave in the Empire is fettered like Caesar. Do you know, the very menu for my meals is sent to my cook by the Emperor, and I may not make a single change in it, remove a dish or add one.
You've endured all this in secret?
Oh, everyone knows about it except you. They laugh at Caesar's impotence. I can't stand it any longer. I won't stand it.
But your great battle, tell me, have the rumors been exaggerated?
Rumors could not exaggerate. King Knodomar had assembled all his armies before Argentoratum, with the Rhine at his back. 5 kings and 10 lesser princes joined him. But before he had gathered the boats he needed in case of retreat, I gave the orders to attack. Oh, Helena, I dare not say this aloud. But I am sure that either treachery or envy, all but robbed me of the fruits of victory. The Roman cavalry were beaten back time after time by the barbarians, who flung themselves to the ground and stabbed our horses in the belly. Defeat stared me in the face.
But the God of battles was with you.
I seized the standard, rallied the Imperial Guard, and flung myself into where the fight was thickest.
Julian, oh, you do not love me.
At that moment, I had no thought for you. I wanted to die. There seemed no choice. But our lances seemed to flash fear into our enemies' hearts. I saw Clodomar, that fearsome warrior. Well, you've seen him yourself.
I saw him flee from the battle on foot, and with him fled all those who had not fallen by our sword.
Oh, I see it, I see it. Blessed Savior!
Never, never have I seen such hideous wounds as those we trod in as we waded through the dead. The river did the rest. The drowning men fought amongst themselves until they rolled over and sank. Most of their princes fell into our hands alive. Conodomar himself threw down his arms and surrendered.
Oh, and after such a victory, you do not feel safe. Julian!
The same evening, something happened. Something trifling.
Tell me.
I commanded that Conodomar should be led before me in chains in the presence of the whole army. Before the battle, he had threatened that when he captured me, he would have me flayed alive. Now he walked towards me with uncertain steps. Broken by adversity, he threw himself at my feet, clasped my knees, and begged me to spare his life.
Oh, those great limbs trembling with fear. Yes, I can see him lying there. Did you kill him, my beloved?
I granted him his life and promised to send him as a captive to Rome.
Without torturing him?
I thought it wise to treat him mercifully. But then, God knows why, the barbarian sprang to his feet, raised his chained hands into the air, and cried in a loud voice, "Praise be thou, Julian, O mighty emperor."
Oh.
My officers began to laugh. But the barbarian's cry spread like wildfire through the ranks of the soldiers. "Long live Emperor Julian," they shouted. And the cry spread in ever-widening circles until it was taken up by those who stood out of sight. It was as though some titan had cast a mountain into the ocean.
Emperor Julian, those were his words. Emperor Julian.
What could he know of Constantius, whom he had never seen? I was his conqueror, and therefore the greatest.
Yes, but the soldiers.
I rebuked them sternly, for I saw at once that Florentius, Severus, and certain others stood silent, white with fear and anger.
Yes, yes, they, but not your soldiers.
Scarcely a night passed before my secret enemies misconstrued the incident. They said I had ordered Conodomar to hail me as emperor, and in return I had granted him his life. And this distortion was born to Rome.
Are you sure?
I have proof.
What?
Here. I have some letters which were intercepted on the
way. Oh, my God.
What is it worth to be Caesar on such conditions?
No, you're right, Julian. We cannot continue like this. We must...
Helena, will you stay with me?
I shall not leave you.
Then let us give up this thankless toil and seek the solitude we have so long desired.
Solitude?
With you, my beloved. And with my dear books, which I have so seldom had the chance to open except to while away sleepless nights.
Oh, that's what you want?
What else?
What else indeed? But Julian, how did this barbarian king address you?
Helena!
What was the word that echoed through the soldiers' ranks?
For God's sake, any door, there may be someone listening.
What have you for fear from spies and eavesdroppers? Is it not God's hand raised over you? Have you not succeeded in everything you have attempted? I see the Savior beckoning you on. I see the angel with a fiery sword who cleared my father's path towards the throne, Constantine the Great.
Would you have me challenge the ruler of the empire?
No! Only those who stand between you. Go! Go! Strike them with the lightning of your wrath. Call it a wilderness. I freeze here, Julian. I want to go home to the sun, to Rome and Greece. The years are ebbing away. Constantius' wife is dead. Her throne stands empty, beckoning me to honor and glory while I grow old.
You aren't growing old. You are young and beautiful.
No, no, no. Life is ebbing away from me.
You are beautiful and alluring. You are like a goddess.
Am I, Julia?
You are the only woman I have ever loved. And the only one who has ever loved me.
I am older than you. And I don't want to grow any older. When everything is finished, when you are emperor...
Be quiet. I won't listen to
Constantius you. Constantius is slowly dying. His hands over his grave by a hair. Oh, my beloved Julian, you have the soldiers behind you.
Be quiet.
There needs not be any bloodshed. The fear will be enough.
Do you forget the invisible hand that protects
Christ
the anointed?
It's good. Oh, be pious, Julian, and we will forgive you. I will help you. Prayers shall be offered for you. Have no fear. We will atone for everything later. Send the Germans to me. I will send priests among them to convert them. They will bow to the merciful shadow of the cross.
The Germans will not bow to that shadow.
Then they shall die. Their blood will rise to him like a sweet incense. I myself shall assist with the ceremony. Leave the German women to me. If they refuse to kneel, they shall be sacrificed. And then, my Julian, when you see me next, I shall be young again. Young. Give me the German women, my beloved. It isn't murder. And they say it is a medicine that never fails to bathe in young virgin's blood.
Hello. Enter.
My lord, the envoy from the emperor.
Who?
The tribune Dissentius.
Oh, what? The pious Dissentius.
Whom has he spoken to?
No one, my lord. He arrived this moment.
I will see him at once. One thing more. Bid my generals and captains attend me here.
Yes, most gracious lord.
Now, my Helena. Now we shall see.
Oh, welcome, noble Dissentius. A Roman face. And above all this face, it is like a ray of sunshine in our freezing gorm.
The emperor meets your hopes and longings halfway, your highness. Oh. You dare believe that Gaul will not find you for my love.
Oh, the emperor still thinks lovingly of me then.
Go. Go, my beloved Helena.
Give him my dearest thanks, pious Dissentius. And we thank you too. And to herald your arrival. Two shining black newbies. Oh, you should see them, Julian. Oh, both. Look, I'm wearing them already. Oh, sweet and lovely. Peaches from the Damascus. Peaches and golden bows. Oh, how they will refresh me, frizzle me. I am almost dying here in Gaul.
Go, my beloved wife.
I will go to church to pray for my brother and for all our hopes.
Is your message verbal or written?
Written, my lord.
And the rest?
Noble Caesar, that is all, more or less.
Really? Has the emperor sent his friend this long way simply to...
The German king can order Marie to Rome, will you there?
Yes, noble Caesar.
And how is he faring in that foreign land, ignorant as he is of the language? Yes, he is very ignorant, Dissentius. My soldiers could scarcely refrain from laughing at him. Imagine, he even confused such simple words as emperor and Caesar.
A barbarian, what can one expect?
Exactly, what can one expect? But the emperor showed him mercy.
Canonoma is dead, my lord.
Dead.
So?
Yes, the heir of Rome is insalubrious.
The German king died of homesickness, my lord. When a man loses his family and his freedom, he...
Wastes away, Dissentius.
Yes, yes, I know.
I should not have sent him alive to Rome. I ought to have had him killed here. Caesar is merciful. Homesickness. Well, well.
Lord generals and officers, my lord.
Good morning, my brothers in arms and friends.
Caesar,
please. Caesar.
Has something happened, my lord?
Yes, indeed, something has happened. Can you tell me now, what was lacking to complete my happiness?
What could Caesar Julian lack?
Nothing. Now, rejoice, my gallant fellow warriors. Here you see the Tribune Dissentius, the emperor's trusted friend and counselor. He came this morning with gifts. And greetings from Rome.
Then, indeed, Caesar's happiness must be complete.
Incredible. Then he is back in the emperor's favor.
Oh, this vacillating emperor of ours.
You all seem struck dumb with amazement. They think the emperor has shown me too much grace, Dissentius. Isn't that so, Ferentius?
How can Caesar think such a thing?
Severus?
Too much, noble Caesar? Impossible.
The Emperor surely knows what limits to set to his favor.
And what has Caesar not accomplished during these few years in Gaul?
I have accomplished nothing. Nothing.
You call it nothing? Caesar is too modest. Licentius, what turn this German campaign might have taken, but for Caesar's courage and wisdom, I scarcely dare to think.
Caesar has no equal.
You see how blind friendship is, Licentius. How blind, blind.
There is quite a different version here in this scroll. Here it is stated that I have accomplished nothing in Gaul. Here we have the Emperor's own word for it. It was under the blessed guidance of the Emperor that the danger threatening our empire was averted.
Any success that the empire enjoys occurs under the guidance of the Emperor.
Here it is told how it was the Emperor who fought and conquered on the Rhine. It was the Emperor who raised up the German king as he flung himself at his feet and humbly prayed for mercy. I cannot find my name anywhere in this document. Nor yours, Florentius, nor yours, Severus. And here, in the account of the battle at Argentoratum. Where is it? Yes, here it is, here it is. Oh, it was the Emperor who drew up the order of battle. It was the Emperor who, at the peril of his life, hewed until his sword grew blunt in the foremost ranks of the army. It was the Emperor who, by the terror of his presence, routed the barbarians in headlong flight. Read for yourself.
Noble Caesar, your word is enough.
Then why do you indulge in these untruthful ravings, my friends? What do you think, Decentius? What do you say to all this? You see? Here in my own camp, I must endure sycophants like these who sometimes in their blindness come not far short of treason.
My words, Tribune Decentius, were indeed much misinterpreted.
Never put it into my head, Tribune. Just now I asked what was lacking to complete Caesar's happiness. Well, now you know. What was lacking was the admission of the truth. So weak is human nature in time of triumph, I had almost forgotten the precepts of philosophy. The Emperor has reminded me. Thank him most humbly, Decentius. Have you anything further to say to me?
This letter expresses the Emperor's will, noble Caesar.
Let me see. Ah. So it is the Emperor's will that... Very well, noble Decentius. Let the Emperor's will be done.
Must be done today.
Today, of course. Today. Let me say one word to Decentius. I have long prayed to be relieved of his honor and responsibility.
I shall inform the Emperor of that.
I call heaven to witness that I never...
Gentlemen.
Are you going?
I have business to discuss with Severus and Florentius and your other generals, noble Caesar.
And I am not to be present?
The Emperor commanded that I should not trouble his beloved children.
Centula, come here. Yes, you look like an honest man. Forgive me. I never thought you could be so devoted to me.
How do you know that I am devoted to you, my lord?
It says here that you are to desert me.
I might.
The Emperor is disbanding the army.
Disbanding the
army? Our Batavian and other auxiliaries are to march eastward with all expeditions so as to be in Asia by the spring.
But that's impossible, my lord. You swore a solemn oath to our allies that they would never be required to fight beyond the Alps.
Exactly, Centula. I am to be compelled to break my word, dishonor myself in the eyes of my soldiers, and bring upon my head the unbridled rage of the barbarians, and perhaps their swords also.
I have no fear, my lord. The Roman legion...
the Roman legion. Oh, my innocent friend. Each legion here is to be depleted of 300 men, to be sent by the shortest route to join the Emperor for his Asian campaign.
My lord, not one of your commanders will allow himself to be used for this purpose.
Oh, but my commanders are not to be exposed to the temptation. You are the man. The Emperor entrusts to you the task of making the necessary arrangements and leading the chosen detachments to Rome.
To me?
You have no victories to blot your record, Cinchula.
Such an honor.
and from the Emperor himself. My lord, may I read?
Why do you want to read it? You have just said that you will not allow yourself to be used for that purpose.
God forbid that I should disobey the command of the Emperor.
Would you disarm me, Cintula?
My lord, I wish only to do my duty. May I know the Emperor's instructions?
Here are the Emperor's instructions. Go and do your duty.
Oh, yes, my lord, my lord.
Mira, what is it?
Oh, blessed heaven, my mistress.
Your mistress?
She is sick. What is
wrong? Helena's sick. The doctor, find Oribasis, Cintula. Bring him here at once.
Yes, Peter. Helena!
Listen, the comb, my dear. It's burning me. My hair is on fire. It's burning. I'm burning.
Helena, for God's sake.
Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Julian. They're driving needles into me. They're trying to murder me.
Helena, my dearest, what has happened?
Take me from these women.
What is this? True.
Oh, Helena, my love. Light of my life.
Get away from me! Help me, Jesus, help me!
She is distraught. What could it be, Oribasis? Look at her eyes, how huge they are.
What has the princess eaten, or drunk?
Ah, you think?
Answer me, Mira. What have you given the princess?
My breath. She took them herself.
Help me!
The fruit, peaches. Oh, I don't know.
Fruit, peaches, the ones that was...
No, yes, I don't know, my lord.
Help! Help, Oribasis.
My lord, I fear I...
No.
Hush, my lord. She's gaining consciousness.
Where's the sun gone down? Oh, blessed secret darkness.
Helena, listen. Try to remember.
Noble princess.
It's the doctor, Helena. No, here beside me.
She's again.
She doesn't see me. Listen, Helena, listen. Repulsive
man! He's a witch creeping round me.
What does she mean?
Leave her for a moment, gracious lord.
Sweet peace. He doesn't suspect. Oh, my sweet Dallas.
Dallas?
Leave her, noble sister. It is not fitting.
Your thick, curly hair. How closely it rises around your neck. Oh, that short, strong neck.
Oh.
She's
become delirious. I note it. We must note what she says, Oribasis.
Now he's going to take notes again. Ink on his fingers. The dust of books in his hair. Unwashed. Sight by how he stays, my lord.
Out of my sight, woman.
Gallus. How could you let yourself be vanquished by him? You beautiful, bronze barbarian. He can't vanquish women. Oh, how I loathe his virtuous impotence.
Stand aside, all of you. Not so close, Oribasis. I will take care of her highness.
Are you angry with me, Jesus? Gallus is dead, isn't he? They cut off his head. What a blow that must have been. Don't be jealous. You are my first love and my last. Let Gallus burn in hellfire. There never was anyone but you.
No closer, Oribasis.
Kill the priest, too. I don't want to see him after this. We know our precious secret. Oh, my dearest love. My life's delight. Pursue yourself. Disguised as your servant in the chapel. Yes, you were there. It was you, Lord Jesus, in the darkness, in the air, in the veil of clouds of incense, that night when the baby, the new Caesar, stirred beneath my heart.
Oh,
my lover and my master. I.
Oh. Curse you, Galilean.
Is the princess vanquished? Often it's true.
Oribasis, tell me the truth. Did you know before today? You understand me. Did you know anything before today about the princess's condition?
All of us knew, my lord.
And you said nothing to me.
My lord, there was one thing none of us knew.
What was that?
That you did not know.
Where are you going?
To try what medicines my aunt...
I think that would be useless.
my lord, there is still a
chance. Useless, I say.
Noble Caesar, it is my duty to disobey you in this
matter. Must I spell out my meaning? Go, go. See what your art can achieve. Save the Emperor's sister. The Emperor would be inconsolable if he should learn that his tender thought had brought ill luck in its train. Surely you understand that this fruit was sent to her by the Emperor?
Why,
go, man, go. See what your art can achieve.
I fear my art will prove useless, my lord.
Ah, Samus, it is you. Well, it seems the waves of fate are beginning to engulf my family again.
But you will be saved. On a basis
the Princess of... Helena will die.
God, if I dared to speak. If I dared trace all the secret threads in this web of destruction.
Never mind, my friend. One day every thread will be brought to light. And then...
How shall I enter
Caesar's house? Oh, and how shall I find words gentle and veiled enough to convey this news to her brother's imperial ears?
Dreadful that such a thing should occur so soon after my arrival. And just now, a thunderbolt from a cloudless sky of hope.
Yes, yes, that this storm should arise and engulf us just as our ship seemed about to enter its longed-for harbor. This grief makes us eloquent, Decentius. You, like me. But first to business. These two Nubians must be arrested and tried.
The Nubians, my lord, can you suppose that my indignant zeal allowed those villains a moment?
You have had them both killed?
Did they not deserve death seven times over for their negligence? They were heathen savages, my lord. Their testimony would have served no purpose. I could get nothing out of them, but they allowed the fruit to stand unguarded in the antechamber where anyone could...
Ah, I see the truth.
I accuse no one. Oh, the lovely Caesar, take care, I beg you. You are surrounded by disloyal servants.
You have set me a task which I cannot carry out, my lord.
The Emperor set you that task, Cintula.
Relieve me of it, my lord. It is beyond my power.
What has happened?
The camp is in uproar. The soldiers are shouting that they will hold Caesar to his promises.
Listen. Listen, what is that noise?
They're running here towards the palace.
Don't let anyone in, Father Dorn.
It's too late. The whole courtyard is filled with soldiers. They're shouting threats.
Caesar's precious life is in danger. Where is Florentius?
Fled.
What about Severus? Severus is sick and has left for his country estate.
I will speak to these men.
You must not leave the palace, noble Caesar.
What?
It is my duty, most gracious lord. The Emperor's orders, his precious kinsman's life. Caesar is my prisoner.
So it has come to that. Your prisoner.
House of Guards, Cintula, you are to convey Caesar safely to Rome.
Safely to Rome, like guards. Help. Help. Murder.
Fly, my lord, fly.
Caesar, why have you betrayed us?
Down with Caesar the traitor.
Comrades! Save me from my enemies. Save me from that man.
Or your sword.
They're already drawn.
Thank God you came, Moros. My loyal standard bearer, Moros. Yes, you I can trust.
How dare you send us to the end of the earth?
Remember the promise you made us. We will not fight beyond the Alps.
I shall not go to Rome. They will murder me as they murdered my brother, Gallant.
What are you saying, my lord?
Don't believe him.
Do not touch the noble Decentius. He is not to blame.
That's true. You are the guilty one, Caesar.
Oh, late so, it is you. My gallant friend, it is you. You fought bravely at our gentle Argentoratum.
Does Caesar remember?
He doesn't remember his promises.
No!
Was that the voice of the fearless Varro? Yes, there you are. Your wound is healed. You have deserved well. To think they would not allow me to make you a captain.
No!
Did you want that?
Do not blame the Emperor for rejecting my petition. The Emperor does not know any of you as I do.
Soldiers! Listen to me!
We have nothing to do with the Emperor!
What's he to us?
Caesar shall answer to us.
What power has your unhappy Caesar, my friend? Decentius wants to take me to Rome. He won't even allow me to control my personal affairs. They have commandeered my share of the booty. I had planned to distribute 5 pieces of gold and 1 pound of silver to every soldier. It is not the Emperor who forbids this. It is his evil and envious counselors. The Emperor is good, my dear friends. But alas, the Emperor is... He cannot accomplish...
5 pieces of gold and 1 pound of silver!
They won't let us have it!
Who dares refuse Caesar anything?
Yeah. Treat Caesar, the father of our army!
Yeah. Caesar, who has been our friend more than our master! Who hasn't he?
Yes! Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Should not Caesar the Conqueror be allowed to choose his own captain?
Let not be free to decide what to be done with his share of the booty.
Galahad! What good would it be to you? What will be the use of earthly goods if you are to be sent to the ends of the earth to a fate no man can predict?
We won't go.
Don't look at me. I am ashamed. And I think that within a few months, you will be exposed to pestilence, hunger, and the spears and arrows of a bloodthirsty foe.
Caesar! A noble Caesar!
And what of your wives and children, whom you must leave defenseless in their scattered homes? Who will protect these unhappy widows and orphans when they are exposed to the merciless vengeance of the Germans?
Caesar, Caesar, have pity on us!
What is Caesar, Caesar, do?
Write to the Emperor and tell him.
Alas, what is the Emperor? The Emperor is sick in mind and body. His solicitude for the welfare of the Empire has broken his health. Is it not so, Decentius?
That is true, but...
Oh, how it pierced my heart when I learned. Pray for his soul, you who have worshipped the good Christ. Offer sacrifices for his health, you who have remained faithful to the gods of your fathers. Do you know that the Emperor has held a triumph in Rome?
What? After his defeat on the Danube?
Defeat on the Danube, he held a triumph to celebrate our victory.
No, Caesar, consider what you are saying.
Yes, yes, the Tribune is right. Consider how the Emperor's mind must be clouded if such a thing can happen. Oh, my poor kinsman, how sadly thou art afraid.
Call him an Emperor?
Shall we obey such a man?
Away with him!
Caesar, you take command!
This is mutiny! Mutiny!
Power, Caesar!
Caesar! Are you mad? Is this a way for Romans to speak? Could you behave like barbarians?
No!
What was it Cnodomar cried at Argentoratum? Tell me, my good Maurus. What was it he cried?
He cried, long live Emperor Julian.
Oh, hush! What are you saying?
Long live Emperor Julian!
Long live the Emperor! Long live Emperor Julian! Long live Emperor Julian! Long live Emperor Julian!
Friends, comrades in battle! Look, I stretch out my trembling arms. Have no fear, good Decentius. Oh, that I should live to experience this. I do not blame you, my loyal comrades. Despair has driven you to this. I submit to the will of my officers. Centurion, bid my officers assemble. Tribune! You will testify to the Emperor that I have acted under compulsion. Go, Varro, and announce this unexpected change of plan to the camp. I myself shall ride forthwith to Rome.
A golden circlet about your head, Emperor.
I have never possessed such an ornament.
This will serve.
Let the will of the army be done. I bow to the inevitable and renew all the promises I made to you.
5 pieces of gold and 1 pound of silver.
Come on the
out. We will make our headquarters in Vienne. That is the strongest city in Gaul and is richly provisioned. I propose to wait there until we see whether my unhappy kinsmen will agree to the measures we have taken here today for the sake of our great empire.
Constantius won't do that, my lord.
May the wisdom of God enlighten his darkened soul and show him the path. O fortune, who has never yet abandoned me, stay with me now.
Princess Helena is dead, Caesar.
Yes. Leave me, Oribasis. Dead.
Mm-hmm.
neither yes nor no, neither for nor against.
Both.
That is the same as nothing.
Wait.
I've waited 5 days. You only asked for 3. I tell you, I'm not in the mood to...
Hush. Don't say anything. Someone is coming down.
Hello.
Sallust? What do you want here?
It's so dark. Oh, there you are.
What do you want?
To serve you, if I could, to lead you back to the world of the living.
Ah, what news from the world?
The soldiers are restless. They're beginning to lose patience.
I suppose the sun's shining up there now.
Yes, my lord.
The sky arches itself like a sea of glittering light. Perhaps it is high noon. It is hot. The air trembles along the walls of the houses. The river ripples over white flints in its half-dried bed. Beautiful life. Beautiful world.
My lord, may I speak plainly? Many believe that it was not grief, but a guilty conscience that drove you to hide here in the catacombs.
They think I killed my wife.
The mystery surrounding her highness's death must be their excuse.
No one killed her, Sallust. She was too pure for this sinful world. So an angel came down every night into her bedchamber and called to her. Well, don't you know this is the explanation the priests of Lutetia gave of her death? And the priests must know. Has not the progress of her coffin here to Vienne been acclaimed like a triumph? Did not the women of the city throng to greet her body at the city gates, welcoming her with green branches in their hands and spreading carpets on the road, singing hymns to the glory of the Bride of Heaven as she was borne home to her bridegroom's house? What are you laughing at? Night and day the air has been filled with bridal song. Listen. Listen to them above in the great church. She is being wafted upwards on wings of glory to meet her lover. Oh, yes, she was a truly Christian woman. She obeyed the commandment strictly. She rendered unto Caesar what was Caesar's, and to her other lord she gave. Well, you didn't come here to discuss that, Sallust, and you haven't been initiated into the secrets of the one true faith. What's the news, I ask?
The chief news is that the emperor, when he heard what had happened here, fled in haste to Antioch.
I know that. Constantius, in a fever of his imagination, saw us already at the gates of Rome.
Your friends who threw in their lot with you in this dangerous game also saw us there in the fever of their imagination.
The omens are not favorable, Sallust. Our last day in Lutetia, my shield broke so that I was left with only the handle. And when I tried to mount my horse, the groom on whose folded hands I swung myself up stumbled.
But you came safely into the saddle, my lord.
But the man fell.
Better men will fall if Caesar hesitates.
The emperor cannot live much longer.
The emperor is alive. The letters you wrote telling him of your proclamation.
That proclamation was forced on me. They made me do it.
The emperor will not accept that explanation. As soon as he has gathered an army in the eastern provinces, he intends to march on Gaul.
How do you know that?
By chance, my lord, but I beg you to believe me.
Very well. When it happens, I will go to meet Constantius. Not with a sword.
Not? But... Well, how do you intend to meet him then?
The emperor.
Yield the crown.
The emperor cannot live long.
Of this vain hope. Then take my life.
What?
Take my life. I would rather die by your command than by the emperor's.
Stand up, Sallust.
No, take the life. You will soon have no power to protect. You say the emperor cannot live long. Caesar, I was sworn to silence, but I must speak. Put no hope in the Empress. The Emperor is taking a new wife.
You must be mad.
Lord, read, noble Caesar, read. These letters will dispel your doubts.
Yes, by the light and power of the sun. What does it say? Young, scarcely 19, a daughter of that overweening house, who is zealous Christian. You are right, Sallust. I can put no hope in his sickness. Sick or dying, what does it matter? A young Caesar will be fathered on her, and then...
To delay will mean just...
Well, that answers every riddle. Helena. Yes, it wasn't just her careless tongue that destroyed
her. No, my lord.
I thought she... I supposed it... Oh, merciless and inexorable justice. Yes, this was why she had to die. But they won't stop at that. There will be 2 corpses up there in the sarcophagus, hers and mine. Constantius is taking a wife. That was why I had to be disarmed and taken as prisoner back to Rome.
The future Empress's kinsmen are the men who surrounded Gallus Caesar during his last hours.
I haven't forgotten that. Am I to yield to this bloody emperor and die at his hands? Am I to spare the man who for long years has stumbled among the corpses of my closest kinsmen?
If you spare him, within 3 months he'll be stumbling among the corpses of us, your followers.
Yes, yes, you are right. I must oppose him. It is my duty. Sallust, why didn't you tell me all this before?
In Rome, they made me swear a solemn oath to hold my tongue.
An oath. I see.
by the gods of your ancestors?
Yes, my lord, by Zeus and Apollo.
Yet you have broken that oath.
I want to live.
But the gods...
The gods are far away.
Yes, your gods are far away. They bind no one, they burden no one. They leave a man free to act. Oh, that Greek happiness, that sense of freedom. You said that the emperor, in his greed for revenge, would shed the blood of my comrades. Yes, who can doubt it? Was Clodomar spared? Decentius won't have minced his words in his report to Rome.
The flight of the court to Antioch is proof of that.
Am I not the father of the army, Salus?
You are the father of the soldiers and the shield of their wives and children.
And what would be the fate empire if I were to weaken now? An emperor whose days are numbered, and after him a helpless baby on the throne. Civil strife will have light around his head. He gazed wrathfully upon me and said, choose. I must indeed choose, for disaster threatens the empire. I am not thinking of my own advantage, but dare I shun the choice, Salus? And is it not my duty to the emperor to protect my life? Have I the right to stand idle and wait for the murderers whom in his mad fear he has paid to strike me down? Have I the right to allow the unhappy Constantius to add a new debt of blood to his long list of sins? Is it not better, as it stands in the scriptures, that he should suffer wrong than do wrong? Be this as it may, Sallust, I intend to compose a defense of my actions which will clearly justify me...
Do so, gracious lord, but the soldiers are impatient. They demand to see you and hear their fate from your own mouth.
Go and calm them. Tell them Caesar will shortly show himself.
My lord, it is not Caesar they want to see. It is the emperor.
The lives of thousands against the death of thousands.
Have your enemies the right to live?
You are lucky that your gods are far away. Oh, to be sure and strong of will.
Juliet!
What was that?
Juliet!
Go, my good Salus, go quickly.
Silence the singing in the church, Juliet!
This is true.
What? Silence the singing!
What is true?
That you live down here with a magician who comes to you by night.
Did they say that? Go, go!
I beg you, my lord, come with me. Come up into the light.
All our toil is wasted.
No sign, my brother.
Waste and emptiness.
Oh, Maximus!
Maximus!
Go, I say. If ever I leave this house of corruption, I shall leave as emperor.
What do you seek down here in the darkness?
Light. Go, Sars, go.
If Caesar hesitates, I fear he may find his path barred.
Well?
All our toil is wasted, Julian. Why didn't you silence the song in the church? It stopped the tongues of the omens. They wanted to speak, but the words were not cut.
Silence. Darkness. I cannot wait any longer. What shall I do?
Go blindly forward, Emperor Julian. The light will find you.
Yes, yes, I think so too. I had no need to make you toil so long for favorable omens. Do you know what I have just learned?
I do not want to know what you've learned. Take your fate into your own hands.
After all, what is he, this Constantius? This sinner hunted by furies, this crumbling relic of what was once a man.
You speak his epitaph, Emperor Julian.
Do I owe him thanks for the life he has hitherto granted me? Every night I have sweated in the fear that the day just ended had been my last.
Where Constantius and death, your greatest fear? Think again.
Yes! My whole youth has been one long night of fear of the Emperor. And of Christ. Oh, he is terrible, that riddling, that merciless God-turned man. Wherever I wanted to go, he barred my way, mighty and stern with his implacable commandments.
And those commandments, did they come from within you?
Always from without. Thou shalt. If my spirit revolted in hatred against the murderer of my kinsman, his commandment whispered, love thine enemy. When I felt the sweet lust of the flesh, the prince of chastity scared me with his, let the body suffer that the soul may live. Every human instinct became sinful from the day when that seer from Galilee began to rule the world. He turned life into death, love and hatred into sin. But did he transform flesh and blood? Has not man remained what he always was? Earthbound. Our innermost soul revolts against his commandments, yet he goes on demanding that we will everything that our soul denies. Thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt.
Haven't you conquered that yet?
Those times are past. Then it was easy to choose. Now the problem lies deeper. Now it is a question of action. Render unto the emperor that which is the emperor's.
But it isn't so easy. You can't understand because you have never lived under the tyranny of Jesus Christ. It's more than a dogma he has spread across the world. It's a witchcraft that takes the senses prisoner. I don't think anyone who has been under him once can ever quite break free of him.
Because you do not will it with all your might.
How can I will the impossible?
What is the value of willing what is possible?
You can't understand how it is with us. We who live in fear of the revelation.
Fear of shadow?
Perhaps. But don't you see that this paralyzing fear has tightened into a high wall that protects the Emperor? No bodyguard with spear and shield ever guarded the imperial throne as securely as this seductive faith, forever pointing beyond our earthly life. Have you ever really looked at them, these Christians? Hollow-eyed, pale-cheeked, flat-breasted, all of them. No dream of ecstasy ever lightens their gloomy existence. The sun shines for them, and they do not see it. The earth offers them its fullness, and they desire it not. All they want is to deny themselves and suffer so that they may die.
Then use them as they are, but you must not be one of them. Emperor or Galileo, that is the choice.
Be a slave of fear, or an emperor in the world of day and light and joy. You cannot reconcile the two, though that is what you want. You want to unite two opposites, to reconcile the irreconcilable. That is why you lie here. Rotting in the dark.
Give me light, if you can.
Are you that Achilles, whom your mother dreamed of bringing into the world? Rise up, my lord. Ride forth on your fiery steed, confident of victory, and crush the Galilean. You must, if you were ever to win your way to the imperial throne.
Maximus.
My beloved Julian, look around you. Those Christians you spoke of who long for death are few. But what about all the others? Are they not drifting away from the Galilean one by one? Answer me, what has become of that wonderful gospel of love? Are they not divided into sects that fight furiously amongst themselves?
True. True.
You stand alone. Your whole Christian host is in flight or lies defeated around you. Sound the call to battle and none of them will hear you. Advance, and none will follow. How can you advance a cause that has already given up the fight? I tell you, you will be defeated. And what will happen to you then? Cast off by Constantius, you will be cast off by every power in the world. And outside the world, would you fly to the bosom of Christ? What is your relationship with him? Haven't you said yourself that it is one of fear? Do you carry his commandments in your heart? Do you love your enemy, Constantius, even if you flinch from challenging him? Do you hate the lust of the flesh and the temptations of the world, even if you shrink like a hot swimmer from plunging into the torrent? Are you willing to renounce the world, even if you lack the courage to make yourself ruler of it? And are you certain, in your heart of hearts, that when you die here, you will rise and live again?
What has he done for me, this God who demands so much? If he really holds the reins of the chariot of the world in his hands, surely he could have given... That is what they call serving him. And he accepts it like the sweet smoke of sacrifice. Psalms to his glory, and the glory of my wife who lies in the coffin. If he is omniscient, how can...
My lord, where are you?
Here, Eutherius, what do you want?
You must come into the church, my lord. You must see it with your own eyes. The body of the princess is performing miracles.
You're lying.
I am not lying, my lord. I'm no adherent of Christianity, but I cannot doubt what I have seen with my own eyes.
What did you see?
The whole city is in an uproar. They're carrying the sick and crippled to the princess's coffin. The priests let them touch it, and they go away healed.
You saw this yourself?
Yes, my lord. I saw a woman with epilepsy walk out of the church cured, praising the God of the Galileans.
Oh, Maximus, Maximus.
Well, listen to the Christians rejoicing. Another miracle is being performed.
You hear us? Have you found him? Eutherius, where is Caesar?
Here. Is this true, Oribasis?
Incredible, inexplicable.
But it is true. They touch the coffin. The priests read and pray over them, and they rise cured. From time to time, a voice proclaims, "Holy, holy is the pure woman."
A voice proclaims?
A voice high up under the church roof.
She was a whore. Which way? Life or this lie?
Choose. Come, my lord, come. The soldiers are frightened. They threaten.
Let them threaten.
They say that you and I are guilty of the princess's death.
I will come. I will come.
There is only one remedy. You must turn their thoughts elsewhere, my lord. They are wild with despair at the fate which awaits them if you delay longer.
Heaven beckons, Julian. Now you must die for your Galilean master.
I have chosen. Emperor's empire for me.
Achilles.
What will dissolve the pact with the Galilean?
This knife. You must make a sacrifice to the old gods.
What will wash away the water?
The blood of the beast.
What have you in mind, my lord?
Do not ask.
Listen to the noise the soldiers are making. Go up, Caesar. First down. Then up. My beloved brother. Lead me to the sanctuary.
No, you must go alone. It is directly beneath us in the second chamber.
Caesar, Caesar, where are you going?
He is going to freedom.
Through darkness. To light.
So, it has come.
Maximus, what is the meaning of these secret arts?
Now, and every second is precious.
These wet, gliding shadows. This slime creeping about my feet.
They're shouting louder, Eutherius. It is the soldiers. Listen, listen.
It is the singing from the church.
No, it is the soldiers.
Let us in.
Here they come.
Calm yourselves, I beseech you. Caesar has betrayed us again. Caesar must die.
Are you mad? What will become of you then?
Head will bear upon the emperor. Come up, Caesar. Come up.
Caesar, my Caesar, where are you? Liberated.
Where is he? Eutherius, on a basis, what's happening here?
It is accomplished.
Caesar.
What's this blood on your face and hands? What have you done?
I've destroyed the lizards of fear.
Now creation lies in my hand.
Constantius has lost his protector now.
What are you saying, my lord?
Oh, my loyal comrades. Up into the daylight. To Rome. And Greece. All roads lie open to us. Up into the daylight. No. Through the church. Those Christian lives shall be silenced.
Through the church.
Great is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Mine is the kingdom, the power. And the glory
forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, the light blinds me.
Victory!
Constantius is dead. My emperor is dead. Long live Emperor Julian.
Thus, to the venerable gods of our forefathers, do I restore their ancient rites. But let no man offer insult to the god of the Galileans, nor to that of the Jews. The temples which our pious predecessors built with such cunning art shall rise again in a new glory, with altars and images, each to its special god. But I will on no account permit any indignities to be offered to the churches of the Christians. We must tolerate the delusions of others. I will only say that I wish joy to those who follow my example, extend my blessing to those who do not, and that I shall try to persuade all men, but shall not compel any man to do as I have done. I hereby proclaim absolute religious freedom for all citizens of the empire. I therefore proclaim to you, Greeks and Romans, that I am returning with a clear heart and a humble soul to the teachings and customs which our forefathers held sacred. Here in Antioch, I have offered my thanks to thee, Apollo, King of the Sun, who bringeth and reneweth the light wherein our life has its source and its beginning. I have sacrificed to thee too, Dionysus, God of ecstasy, who lifteth the souls of men from their meanness and raiseth them to commune with neighborless spirits. Thus publicly and in dread humility have I poured out oil and wine for you, most benevolent God. So far the gods have helped us. Now our work shall roll forward like a tidal wave.
In the name of God the Father.
Who speaks there?
One who serves the Galilean and the Emperor.
Let him pass. Come closer. What do you want?
To speak to your heart and your conscience.
Whose voice is that? Who are you? Gregor.
Yes. Gracious man.
Gregor of Nazianzus.
Yes, my lord.
A little older, more bronzed, heavier.
No, only at first glance you're the same as ever.
Would it were so with you, my lord. Heavens. No man has been so close to my heart as you.
Your heart? Oh, Emperor, you have torn from your heart a better friend than me.
You mean Basilius?
I mean one greater than Basilius.
Oh, I see. That's what you've come to tell me. And dressed as a priest.
I did not choose this robe, my lord.
You didn't? Who did this?
He who is greater than the Emperor.
I know these Galilean sophistries. For the sake of our friendship, let's have done with them.
Then let me begin by telling you why you see me here as an ordained priest of the church which you persecute.
Persecute? Proceed. You know how I felt about theological matters during our happy days together in Athens. I served my countrymen in worldly matters only. Then news came from Constantinople that Constantius, overcome with terror at your exploits, had died, naming you as his successor. Acclaimed as more than mortal, and with the fame of your victories flying ahead of you, you ascended this throne without needing to strike a blow. The world lay at your feet. Then, further tidings reached us. The Lord of the earth was girding himself to do battle against the Lord of heaven.
Gregor, are you presuming?
The ruler of our bodies was preparing to wage war against the ruler of our souls. I stand here before you in bodily fear and trembling. But I dare not lie. Do you wish to hear the truth? Or shall I keep silent?
Speak, Gregor.
What have my fellow believers not already been compelled to suffer in these few months? How many death sentences have not been pronounced and executed with fearful cruelty?
You don't understand these things.
Most mighty Emperor, you owe me no account of your actions. I wished only to tell you that all these things smote the Christian people of Caesarea and Nazianz and the other cities of Cappadocia like so many thunderbolts. How shall I describe their effect? Internal bickerings were silenced by common danger. Many of the weaker limbs of the church fell away, but in many previously lukewarm hearts, the light of God was rekindled with a new brightness hitherto unimagined. Affliction had descended on God's people. The heathen, yes, my lord, I call them heathens, began to threaten us, to maltreat and persecute us.
Retribution, Gregor, retribution.
Far be it from me to defend all that my fellow Christians may have done in the past through misplaced zeal. But the persecution now being inflicted on all who bear the name of Galilean has already resulted in more than one apostasy. My lord, this is a rape of souls from the kingdom of God.
Oh, my wise Gregor, surely you can understand.
Can you wonder if my brothers believe this persecution to be God's judgment on them for having allowed unbelief to flourish openly in their midst? They demand it,
that the city fathers should render proof of their loyalty to Christ by ordering the destruction of every evidence that heathendom had once held sway in Caesarea. In the terrible earthquake that smote the city 2 years ago, all heathen temples, save one, were destroyed.
Yes, the temple to the goddess Fortuna.
The city father summoned a meeting at which the people vowed to consummate the judgment of God as proof that they would henceforth bind themselves to him alone and would no longer allow the abomination of heresy to flourish in their midst.
Gregor, you were once my friend. Do you value your life?
I could not bring myself to support this resolution. But it was agreed to almost unanimously. Therefore, my lord, I stand humbly before you here to inform you that we Christians in Caesarea have resolved that the temple wherein the heathens worshipped a false goddess called Fortuna shall be torn down and leveled with the earth.
Gregor, I command you to return to Caesarea and tell the citizens that I forbid them to take this presumptuous...
Impossible, my lord. Things have reached the point where we must choose between our fear of human wrath and our duty to God. We cannot yield.
Oh, you Galileans. You count on my tolerance. Don't be too sure. I warn you.
Who are these people?
Eunapius, the father!
Eunapius, what has happened to you?
Most gracious men, I come before you bloody and beaten.
Who has beaten you?
Speak this morning. I went outside the city to visit the little temple of Venus, which you lately rebuilt. When I got there, I was met by the sound of flutes and song, women dancing before the entrance, and the whole space filled with jubilant worshippers, while the priests offered sacrifices before the altar in obedience to your command.
Yes, yes, well.
Then a crowd of young men rushed into the temple.
Galileans?
Yes, my lord, Galileans. They fell upon us, assaulted us, and abused us most shamefully.
Yes.
The altar was torn down, the statue of Venus smashed to pieces, the entrails of the sacrifices thrown outside to be eaten by...
Wait, God. Wait, wait! My lord, this man's word alone is not sufficient.
Do you know any of the men who committed this sacrilege, Eunapius?
No, my lord, but these good citizens recognize some of them.
Take soldiers and seize as many of the guilty as you can lay hands on. Throw them into prison. They shall be made to name their accomplices. And once I have them all in my power.
What then, my lord?
The executioner will hear you detail. You and your fellow citizens of Caesarea shall learn what to expect if you continue with your Galilean stubbornness.
The emperor.
What do you want with the emperor, old woman?
I want my son back. Help me, my son, Hilarion. They took him from me. They broke into our house, and then they took him.
Who is this woman?
What? Don't you know the widow Publius, the Galilean psalm singer?
Yes.
Hilarion, my son. What will they do to him? Broken. It's you. Thank God. A Christian brother.
Shh, quiet. Don't shout so loud. The emperor's coming.
Ah, the ungodly emperor. The Lord of Wrath is punishing us for his sins. Famine is ravaging the land. The earth quakes beneath our feet.
Move aside! Make way there!
Come, good Fokin. Help me in the name of our friendship and the brotherhood of Christ.
Are you mad, woman? I know you not.
Not know me? Aren't you Fokin the dyer? Aren't you the son
of... I'm not the son of anyone. Oh. Get away from me, woman. I don't know you. I've never seen you before.
Make way for the emperor! Make way for the procession of the fallen king of the sun!
Long live the Emperor, praise be Julian, hero and bringer of luck. Welcome to Julian and Apollo, the Sun King. Hail to Apollo!
Hail! Lord, give me back my son.
Well, the Emperor has signaled the procession to stop.
All good citizens, entreat your favor upon our city.
Hail Apollo!
Seek to win the gods' favor, and you shall have mine. Into the bosom of the sun, into the shrine, forward on our victorious march.
The Galileans, my lord! They have caught them!
My son!
They've got them! The Galileans are in chains!
Proceed past them.
My lord, we have succeeded beyond all expectations.
I do not wish to see them, Eunapius. Proceed, I say.
Let to me the glorious victor hold. Let to me the crown of martyrdom.
Madman, not so close. Guards!
My son, Hilarion!
Rejoice in our suffering, mother.
You poor deluded fools, rejoice. When I hear such madness from your lips, I almost wonder whether I have the right to punish you.
Do not take our crown of thorns from us.
Whose voice is that?
This one, my lord.
Agathon. Agathon, answer me. Are you not Agathon? Speak to me.
I do not know you.
You do not know me? You do not know who I am?
I know you are the lord of the earth. I do not know you.
You may be as this man must be innocent.
I know this man is the ringleader. He has confessed. He even boasts of his deed.
It is strange how hunger, sickness, and misfortune can blind a man. I say to all of you, say one word of regret for what you have done, and no harm shall befall you.
Don't say it, Hilarion.
Be strong, dear brother.
Go to what awaits you, my only son.
Listen, the rest of you, consider.
Choose between Christ and the Emperor.
We have chosen. Praise be the Lord on high.
They must be broken. Proceed past them. They are abominable to us. They darken the sun. Men and women, sing your praises to life and light and joy. Sing to Apollo.
Blessed to be cooled by a garland of roses. Blessed to be warmed by the light of the sun.
Blessed to die in a blood-filled grave. Blessed to enter the gardens of heaven. Blessed to be drowned in rivers of blood.
Never have I felt such close kinship with the immortal God. The Lord of the Flow is among us. The earth blooms beneath his heel. But it is not on us that he turns his angry eye, but on those unfortunate souls who hate him and his shining kingdom. Where are the Galileans now? Some in the hangman's hands, others fleeing through the narrow streets, ashen with fear, their eyes starting from their heads, shrieking through half-clenched teeth, their hair erect with terror or wrenched out in despair. And where are we? Here in the fair grove of Daphne, lulled by the sound of flute. Here in light and joy and peace, the God himself apparent among us. Where is the Galilean God? Where is the Jew, that crucified carpenter's son? Let him reveal himself. Let him stop the slaughter. He forbears. It is therefore meet that we throng to this Apollo sanctuary.
Go no further, blasphemer. Thou shalt not enter.
Who is that who speaks?
A Galilean priest, an old blind man.
Away with him, away with him, fellow. Set him before me. Why, what is this? Tell me, old man, are you not Bishop Nerys?
I am that most unworthy servant of our church.
I remember you as a timorous man who cared for nothing but the emperor's favor. Yet now you stand before me and throw insult in my face.
Now I fear you no longer. For now I belong to Christ and to him alone.
I've had enough.
In our time of travail, his light and glory have been revealed to me. All the blood you spill, all the violent injustices you perpetrate, cry aloud to heaven and echo so loud that they ring even in my deaf ears. And show me in the dark night of my blindness which way I must go.
Go home, old man.
Not until you have sworn to cease these satanic practices. What are you trying to do? Can dust rebel against the spirit? Can the Lord of Earth prevail against the Lord of Heaven? Do you not see that as a result of your sins, the day of wrath is upon us? The wells have dried up, like eyes that have no more tears to weep. The clouds that should pour down the manna of fertility pass over our heads and will not release their treasure. The very earth, cursed since the morning of time, trembles and quakes beneath the weight of your blood guilt.
What reward do you expect from your God for this foolish deal, old man? Do you hope your Galilean master will start working miracles again and give you back your sight?
It was he who laid the temple of Jerusalem in ruins.
If so, then
then the churches of the Galileans shall be closed, and his priests shall be forced by the lash to rebuild the great temple of Jerusalem.
Try, impotent man. Who has the power to raise the temple when the Prince of Golgotha has pronounced its destruction?
I have the power! The Emperor has the power! Your God shall be proved a liar! Stone by stone, I shall raise that temple of Jerusalem until it stands in all the pomp and glory it possessed in the days of Solomon.
Not one stone shall you set upon another, for the place has been cursed by God.
Wait, wait. You would see if you had eyes to see, instead of standing there abandoned and helpless, groping in the dark, not knowing where to set your foot.
My eyes shall see the lightning that shall one day strike you and all who believe like you. I have all the sight I need, and I thank the Lord that he closed my earthly eyes and spared me from seeing the man who walks in a more terrible night than mine.
Stand aside.
Where are you coming?
Into the house of Apollo, the sun.
You shall not enter. I forbid you in the name of the one true God.
You stupid old fool! Away with him!
The hand of him who dares to touch me shall be withered. The Lord of Wrath shall reveal himself in his might.
Your God is not a mighty God. I shall show you that the Emperor is mightier than he.
At the last, then, in the name of heaven, I curse thee, apostate. Cursed be thou, Emperor Julian. The Lord God hath spat thee from his mouth. Cursed be thine eyes and thine hands. Cursed be thy head and all thy work. Woe, woe, woe to the apostate. Woe, woe, woe.
God spoke.
Apollo spoke.
Here.
Jovian, most welcome, messenger.
I have just arrived from Judea. They told me you were out here.
Oh, ye blessed gods. Now that lie about the temple of Jerusalem shall be exposed before the sun sets. How far has the rebuilding progressed? Speak, my dear Jovian. Tell me everything.
My lord, I arrived in Jerusalem with the masons and soldiers. We began at once to clear the ground. Large parts of the temple walls were still standing. They fell before our pickaxes and crowbars so easily that it seemed as though some invisible power was helping us to destroy them.
You see? You see?
While this was going on, huge piles of mortar were being gathered for the rebuilding. Then, without any warning, a whirlwind arose and scattered the mortar in a cloud over the whole area.
Go on, go on.
That same night, the earth quaked repeatedly.
Well, go on, I said.
Well, we did not allow this strange event to daunt us. But when we dug deeper into the ground and exposed the vaults and the stone breakers descended into them to work by torchlight...
Jovian, what happened?
My lord, a huge and terrible torrent of fire issued from the caverns. A noise as of thunder shook the whole city. The vaults exploded. Hundreds of men were buried alive, and the few who escaped did so with fearful injuries.
You saw this?
I was there myself. I was started afresh, my lord, in the sight of many thousands of people, some terrified, some jubilant, many kneeling and praying. The same miracle was repeated twice.
Well? Speak, man. The word. What has the Emperor accomplished in Jerusalem?
The Emperor has fulfilled the prophecy made by the Galilean.
Fulfilled through you, the prophecy is accomplished.
Not one stone shall remain upon another.
Where then now, my brother? Where it is loneliest.
Here, where the abomination took place. Here, among the ruins of Apollo's shrine, among these rubbish heaps.
It's not the whole world a rubbish heap.
Yet you have proved that what has been cast down can be raised again.
You mock me. Strange, Maximus, that strength can come from delusion. Look at the Galileans, and look at me. You thought it might be possible to bring back the lost world of beauty.
My friend, if you can't live without illusions, go back to the Galileans. They'll welcome you with open arms.
You know that's impossible. Emperor and Galilean. How can those two opposites ever be reconciled? Yes, this Jesus Christ is the greatest rebel who ever lived. What was Brutus? What was Cassius compared to him? They only murdered Julius Caesar, but he murdered Caesar, Augustus, and all of us. And yet, could the Galilean and the Emperor be reconciled? Is there room for both of us in this world?
Render unto the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and unto God the things that are God's. A more cunning challenge was never uttered. What and how much is the emperor's due? That saying is a sword forged to strike the crown from the emperor's head.
But Constantine the Great found a way to come to terms with the Galilean, and so did your predecessor, Constantius.
Yes, if one could be as contented as easily as they. But do you call that ruling the kingdom of earth? I can't be content to be emperor just in name. No, no, I can't compromise on this. But to be forced to yield. Oh, Maximus, after this defeat, I cannot go on being emperor. But I can't give it up either. Maximus, you can interpret omens whose meaning is hidden from other men. You can read the eternal book of the stars. Can you tell me how this contest will end?
Yes, my brother, I can tell you how it will end.
You can? Tell me then. Who will conquer, emperor or Galilean?
Both emperor and Galilean will be destroyed.
Destroyed? Both of us?
Both. Whether in our time or in 1,000 years, I do not know. But happen it must when the right one appears.
And who is the right one?
He who will comprise both emperor and Galilea.
You answer the riddle with yet another obscure riddle.
Is not the child destroyed by the youth, and the youth again by the man? But neither the child nor the youth dies. Oh, my beloved pupil, have you forgotten our dialogue in Ephesus concerning the three kingdoms?
That was years ago.
You know that I've never approved of your policy as emperor. You're mad to draw your sword against the future, against the third kingdom, in which he who is two in one shall rule.
He who is two in one?
The Jews have a name for him. They call him the Messiah, and await his coming.
The Messiah. Neither emperor nor redeemer.
Both in one, and one in both.
Emperor God, God emperor. Mm. Emperor in the kingdom of the spirit, and God in the kingdom of the...
That is the third kingdom, Julius.
Yes, Maximus, that is the third kingdom.
In that kingdom, the uncertain voice of rebellion shall become truth.
Render unto the emperor that which is the emperor's, and unto God that which is God's. Yes, yes. Then the emperor will be in God, and God in the emperor. Oh, dreams, dreams. But who will break the power of the Galilean?
Wherein lies his power?
I have asked myself that, but found no answer.
It is written somewhere, thou shalt have no other gods but me.
Yes, yes, yes.
The seer of Nazareth did not name this god or that. He said, God is me, I am God.
The third kingdom, the Messiah. Not the Messiah of the Jews, but of the kingdom of the spirit and the kingdom of the world. Maximus, Maximus, how will he reveal himself?
He will feel himself in the man who wills himself to be him. Put an end to this divided authority. Do not all signs and portents point with an unwavering finger towards you? Must I remind you of your mother's dream?
She dreamed she had given birth to Achilles.
Must I remind you that fortune has borne you safely through danger and adversity as though on charmed wings? Who are you, my lord? Are you a new Alexander? Not as then, unready, but now mature and equipped to accomplish your task.
Maximus.
Who knows, Julian, if you yourself may not have lived in that seer of Nazareth, whom you now persecute.
Oh, unfathomable riddle.
Must I remind you of that ancient prophecy which is once again on all men's lips? It has been foretold that for as many years as the year has days, so long shall the kingdom of the Galilean survive. In 2 years, it will be 365 years since that man was born in Bethlehem.
Do you believe in that prophecy?
I believe in him who will come.
All the gods sleep. No fickle power lurking to thwart my plans. 2 years. In 2 years, I can conquer the earth.
You spoke, my Julian. What did you say?
My beloved teacher, I must leave you.
Where are you going?
Back to the city. The king of Persia has sent me an offer of peace, which I impetuously accepted. My envoys are already on their way. I must send after them and call them back.
You want to declare war on King Sepphoris again?
I want to do what Cyrus dreamed of and Alexander attempted. I shall advance to the very frontier of my empire. I shall destroy my last earthly enemies, the Persians.
My soothsayers predict. Numa, what are the omens for our campaign this morning?
The omens warn you not to overstep the frontiers of your empire this year.
How do you interpret this, Maximus?
I interpret it thus. The omens counsel you to conquer every region through which you pass, but you will never overstep the frontiers of your empire.
That must be the answer. We must study these miraculous revelations carefully, for there is usually a double meaning in them. It sometimes seems as though strange powers delight in leading men astray, especially when great enterprises are afoot.
Most gracious Majesty! Here comes a captain from our advance guard.
My lord, you commanded me to inform you if anything unusual occurred on the march.
Yes, well, has something happened this morning?
Yes, my lord. A double portent.
What? Tell us, Abian.
First, my lord, soon after we passed the town of Zaita, a lion of monstrous size broke from the undergrowth and charged our soldiers, who killed it with a volley of arrows.
Ah! What say my philosophers, Priscos and Kitron?
A most fortunate omen. King Seporis calls himself the Lion of the World.
Turn back, Emperor Julian, turn back.
March boldly on, thou chosen conqueror.
Turn back now? Like the lion at Zaita, so shall the Lion of the World, Nevita, fall to our arrows. But the second portent, Ambion, you spoke of two.
The other's more doubtful, my lord. Your charge of Lernius was, as you commanded, saddled and led forward to await your descent from out. But while this was being done, a detachment of Galilean conscripts happened to pass. Since they were heavily laden and not overzealous, we had to use the whip on them. In spite of this, they raised their arms as though in joy and sang loudly in praise of their god. This sudden noise frightened Babylonius, who reared in terror and fell over backwards. And while he rolled on the ground, your golden harness was splashed and bespattered with mud from the road.
Emperor Julian, turn back! Turn back! The Galileans have done this out of spite. Yet thereby, against their will, they have given us an omen, which I joyfully accept. Yes, just as Babylonius fell, so shall Babylon fall, stripped of her splendor and glory.
How wise an interpretation.
By the gods, that must be it. It is back. General Nevita, the army will proceed.
Emperor.
But this evening, for still greater certainty, I shall offer further sacrifices and see what the omens must confirm. But as for you, Numa, whom I brought here at such expense, I shall no longer tolerate your presence in the camp, for you do nothing but alarm and discourage the soldiers. I tell you, you understand nothing of the difficult art you have presumed to follow. Your audacity and impudence are overweening. Away with him.
My lord!
I do not wish to see him again. Babylonius fell. The lion was killed by my soldiers. But these signs do not tell us on what invisible aid we dare rely. The gods, whose nature is obscure to us, sometimes appear to slumber. So, my dear friends, I fear it. We have even seen that certain gods have disdained to support measures undertaken to increase their honor. But we must not let this lead us to false conclusions. It may be that the immortals who rule the world sometimes delegate their power into mortal hands, whereby the gods in no wise demean themselves, for it is thanks to them that so blessed a mortal, if he exists, is permitted to appear on earth.
Oh, matchless emperor, do not your own deeds bear witness to this?
I don't know, Priscos. But first I wish to tell you of a strange dream I had last night. I dreamed I saw a child being pursued by a rich man, who owned countless herds, but thought it beneath him to worship the gods. This evil man killed all the child's kinsmen. But Zeus himself took pity on the child and stretched his hand over him. Then I saw this child grow into a youth, under the protection of Athene and Apollo. And I dreamed that the youth fell asleep on a stone under the broad sky. Then Hermes descended to earth in the guise of a young man and said, "Come, I will show you the path that leads to the house of the God of Gods." And he led the youth to the foot of a very steep mountain, and there he left him. Then the youth began to weep and complain, and cried in a loud voice to Zeus, and behold, Athene and the Sun King who rules on earth descended and lifted him up to the top of the mountain and pointed and showed him the inheritance of his race. This inheritance was the whole earth from sea to sea and beyond the seas. They told the youth that all this would belong to him, and they commanded three things: that he should not sleep as his kinsmen had done, that he should not listen to the counsel of hypocrites, and finally, that he should honor as gods those who resemble the gods. "Do not forget," they said as they left him, "that you have an immortal soul, and that that soul is of divine origin. If you follow our counsel, you shall see our father and become immortal like us."
What are signs and omens compared with this?
I do not think it is an exaggeration to say that even the fates may have to think twice if their plans do not coincide with your majesty.
We dare not build with certainty on such an exception, but I find this dream remarkable. Although my brother Maximus, to judge from his silence, seems surprisingly to delight neither in it nor in the interpretation I have placed upon it. But we must bear with him.
Look, Jovian. Early this morning in my tent, I wrote down my dream. Take it and have copies made, and let it be read to every legion in the army. I hold it important on so vital a campaign that the soldiers, amid all their dangers and hardships, should confidently repose their destinies in the hands of their commander, believing him infallible in those things which determine the outcome of wars.
I beg you, my lord, to excuse me from this task.
What do you mean?
I dare not lend my hand to something that is against the truth. Oh, my emperor and most noble master, hear me. Does one of your soldiers doubt that he is safe in your hands?
Well, and yet...
And yet, my lord, you are but a mortal. But by telling the army of your dream, you seek to suggest that you are a god. And in this, I dare not be your accomplice. Our ancestors do not always walk in the light of truth.
Galilean.
My lord, you yourself sent me to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, and as you know, I witnessed all that happened there. I have pondered much since then, and have concluded that the Galileans' teaching is the divine truth.
Is it possible? Is this really possible? You see how this infectious lunacy spreads. My closest advisers, my own commanders, desert
me. Sit me in the front rank against your enemies, my lord, and you shall see that I will most gladly render unto the emperor that which is the emperor's.
How much?
Like life and blood.
Life and blood are not enough. He who would rule must rule men's minds and wills. That is where this Jesus of Nazareth defies me and challenges my power. Don't think I'm going to punish you, Jovian. You Galileans long to suffer as other men long for happiness. Then they call you martyrs. Am I not right? I don't want to see you anymore. Oh, this treachery. These sophistries about divided duty and divided kingdoms. Things must be different henceforth. Other kings besides Sapore shall feel my foot upon their necks. To the vanguard, Jovian.
I shall do my duty, my lord.
We do not wish this morning of joyful omens to be darkened. We shall accept this and other such vexations philosophically. But my dream shall be made known to the whole army.
Basilius, look how tired the soldiers are. My sisters, we must give them food and drink.
Yes, my lord, we'll give them food.
And see how many of our Christian brothers are among them. Woe to Emperor Julian. It is not against the king of Persia that he leads his armies, but against Christ.
You believe that? Yet once, when you were boys in Athens, you loved him. You wrote to him many times. I called him another David.
Yes, Macrina, but more and more I realize that it is upon us that the blow will fall.
Get up! Mighty dog!
No! Don't hit him!
Leave him!
Let them hit me. I don't mind.
Who is this poor man? Here, drink this. Who is he, my lord?
It's a Cappadocian, one of the madmen who defiled the Temple of Venus at Antioch.
One of those martyrs.
Try to get up, Agathon. I feel sorry for this man. They beat him more than he could bear. He's been off his head ever since.
I can bear it. I'm in my right mind. Beat me, beat me. It doesn't hurt me.
March on. No use wasting time here.
Now march on, march on.
The emperor's charge of Babylonians fell. Soon the whoremongers of Babylon shall fall. The lion of Zaita was destroyed. The crowned lion of the world shall be destroyed likewise.
Move! Move!
Look, there he is.
The emperor. Is that the emperor?
Yes, that's him. That's Julian.
What do you mean? Am I tired? Am I to stop because a horse has fallen? It is an emperor's duty to set an example of endurance.
By the great light of heaven, are you not Basilius of Caesarea?
Your humble servant, most mighty lord.
And this woman, she must be your sister, Macrina.
She is, my lord.
You are a beautiful woman. And still young. Yet they tell me you have renounced life.
My lord, I have renounced life, that I may truly learn to live.
Oh, I know these delusions you Christians cling to. If my information is correct, your sister has gathered around her a group of young women whom she is teaching to follow her example. And I hear that you yourself have conscripted 12 disciples like your Galilean master. What do you plan to do with them?
You conquer lands and make yourself master over peoples whose languages you do not understand, and of whose customs you are ignorant. It is your right to do this. But this same right which you have in the visible world, he whom you call the Galilean possesses in the invisible world.
Why do you smile, woman? What are you laughing at?
I wondered, my lord, why you rage so furiously against one whom you call dead.
Oh, I see. So that proves that he is alive.
I mean, O mighty lord, that it proves you feel in your heart of hearts that he is alive.
I? What do you mean? I feel...
What is it that you hate and persecute? Not him, but your belief in him. Does he not live in your hatred and persecution just as he lived in our love?
Are you mad? I feel that the crucified Jew lives. Oh, what a degenerate age that can accept such nonsense. But I will tell you, the end has not come yet. You will be amazed. You will see how all the forces that are at present scattered will gather and unite. You'll see. That cross on which you rest your hopes, I shall re-carpenter into a ladder for him whom you do not acknowledge.
And I tell you, Emperor, that you are nothing but a scourge in the hand of God. A scourge ordained to punish us for our sins. Woe on us this should have to be. Woe on us that, divided and poor in love, we have strayed from the true path. There was no king left in Israel, and therefore the Lord afflicted you with madness, that you might chastise us. He clouded your noble spirit, that it might rage against us, and stripped a flowering tree of its branches to make a rod for our guilty shoulders. Omens warned you, and you heeded them not. Voices called you, and you heard them not. Hands wrote their message of fire upon your walls, and you rubbed it out without seeking to decipher it.
Basilius, I wish I had known this woman before today.
Come, Macrina.
God, why didst thou let me see his shining eyes? Angel and serpent united in one. Apostate's passion and the tempter's guile. Oh, how have our brothers and sisters managed to stay confident of victory in the face of such an adversary? A greater one dwells in him. Oh, Basilius, don't you see? Through him the Lord God will smite us even unto death.
Words were thine, woman.
No, they were not mine.
My first one saw.
Go away from me!
Anatolus set a guard on them. It is my will that you shall both accompany the army, you and your disciples, the women and the children also.
My lord, you cannot want this.
It is not prudent to leave fortresses in one's room.
No, no, my lord. Surely you will not compel us.
Oh, Basilius, here or elsewhere. All is finished.
Is it not written that you shall render unto the emperor that which is the emperor's? I need everyone I can lay hands on for this campaign. You can send my sick and wounded. That way, you will be serving the Galilean, too. And if you still feel that is your duty, I advise you to make good use of your time. His days are numbered.
The sun is setting behind our hope. The hope and the light of the world are setting too. Oh, Basilius, that we should live to see the night.
It is still day.
The day is about to dawn.
Turn your backs on the sunset, Galileans. Raise your eyes to the east where Apollo dreams. I promise you, you shall see the Sun King rule this earth.
Was not the Emperor's decision wise, Jovian? Here we stand on enemy soil without having had to strike a blow. No one contested our crossing of the Tigris. There isn't a single Persian horseman in sight.
No, my lord. The enemy certainly wasn't expecting us to come this way.
You say that as though you still thought it was unwise to choose this route.
Yes, my lord. I still believe we would have done better to have followed a more northerly route. That way we would have had our left flank covered by Armenia, which is friendly to us. But here, our progress hampered by these heavy cargo ships, a bare plain all around us, almost a desert. Here comes the Emperor. I'll go. I'm not in his favor these days.
Thus we see our empire grow. Every step I take eastwards extends the imperial frontier.
This earth is mine.
Yes, my lord.
I stand in the Empire, not outside it. Well, Priscus?
Incomparable Majesty, your orders have been carried out. Your miraculous dream has been read to all sections of the army.
Good, good. And what effect did the news of my dream have on the soldiers?
Some praised you with joyful voices and called you a god.
Others, however...
Those were Christians, Gitran.
Oh, yes, yes. Most of them were Galileans. They beat their breasts and wailed and laughed. I do not intend to stop there. These busts of myself, which I have had cast, shall be set up in the camp by every table from which the treasurers distribute the soldiers' pay. And every soldier shall cast a few grains of incense into the fire as he goes forward to receive his wages.
Most gracious Majesty, forgive me, but is this wise?
Wise? My dear Oribasis, you astound me. Has not Plato declared that only a god can rule over men? What did he mean by that? Answer me, what did he mean? Far be it from me to assert that Plato had in mind any particular man, even the mightiest. But enough of that. I have already ordered that the bus shall be set up throughout the camp.
Forgive me, my lord, for entering your presence. This man...
A Persian warrior.
No warrior, most mighty one.
He galloped across the plain unarmed and surrendered to our advanced post.
So, your countrymen are near?
No, no.
Then where have you come from?
See these arms, O ruler of the world. They bleed from rusty chains. Feel this flayed back, wound upon wound. I come from the torture chamber, my lord.
Ah, you have fled from King Sepphoris.
Yes, mighty one, who knowest all things. I stood high in King Sepphoris' favor, until driven by fear at your approach, I dared to prophesy this war would cause his downfall. Do you know, my lord, how he rewarded me? My wife he gave as a prize to his archers from the mountains. My children he sold as slaves. All my possessions he gave to his servants to divide out among themselves. And me he tortured for 9 days. Then he bade me ride out and die like a beast upon the plain.
And what do you want with me?
What do I want with you? Out of this? I want to help you destroy my persecutor.
Why, my poor man, how can you help me?
I can fasten wings to the feet of your soldiers.
What do you mean?
No one in Ctesiphon imagined you would take this route.
I know that.
Now it is no longer a secret.
You're lying. No Persian knows of my plans.
My lord, whose wisdom comes from the fire and the sun, you know full well that my countrymen now know of your plans. You have crossed the river in your ships. These ships, more than 1,000 in number and loaded with everything that your army requires, are to be drawn up the Tigris with your army marching alongside.
How in heaven's
name? When the ships have come as near as possible to Ctesiphon, that is 2 days' journey from the city, you will march on it, surround it, and force King Sepphoris to capitulate.
Who has betrayed us?
But you can no longer carry out this plan. My countrymen have built stone dams across the river, and your ships will run aground on them.
Do you know, creature, what this will cost you if you are lying to me?
My body is in your power, O mighty one. If I am not speaking the truth, what is to prevent you from burning me alive?
The river blocked, Nevita. It will take weeks to make it navigable again.
If we can do it, my lord, we have no equipment.
That this should happen to us now. Now, when we have not an hour to lose.
Master of the world, I told you I could give your army wings.
You know a shorter way.
If you swear to me that after your victory you will give me back the property that was stolen from me and procure me a new wife of noble birth, I can.
You shall have everything, I swear. Only speak. Speak.
If you march straight across the plain, within 4 days you can stand outside the walls of Ctesiphon.
Forget the mountains beyond the plain.
My lord, have you never heard tell of a secret path across those mountains?
Yes. Yes, a ravine. Ahriman's Way, they call it. Does it really exist?
I rode along Ahriman's Way 2 days ago.
A fighter.
Indeed, my lord, if this is true.
A miracle. When we most need it.
But if you take this road, O mighty one, there is no time to lose. The Persian army has been recalled from the northern provinces to close the passes.
You're sure?
If you hesitate, you will find that it is true.
How many days will it take your countrymen to get there?
4 days, my lord.
Fighter, we must be through that pass within 3 days.
Can we get that in 3 days? Yes, great warrior. You can, if you march tonight.
Break camp. No sleep, no rest now. 4 days, 5 at most, I must be at the gates of Ctesiphon. Ah. Why do you hesitate? Yes, I know.
The fleet, my lord.
Yes, 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 the fleet.
If the Persian army reaches the pass the day after us, and if it cannot damage you in any other way, it will turn west against your fleet.
And if it captured the fleet, they could prolong the war for months.
If we could leave 20,000 men to guard the ships, their safety would be assured.
Are you mad? 20,000?
That's almost a third of our entire strength. Where would my victorious army be then, scattered and divided? I can't spare a single man for such a purpose. No, 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 Viter. There is a third way.
My lord!
The fleet must not fall into the Persians' hands, nor must it be allowed to sap our strength. There is a third way, I tell you. Well, why do you hesitate? Why don't you say it?
Do you know if the people of Ctesiphon are supplied with corn and oil?
Ctesiphon, there are rich supplies of everything.
And once we have the city, all the riches of Persia are ours for the picking.
The citizens will open their gates to you, my lord. I am not the only Persian who hates King Sepphoris. They will rise against him and fall before your feet if you come upon them unexpectedly in the terror of your glory and your assembled might.
His hatred sees me, Viter, while your loyalty gropes in darkness.
My loyalty saw, my lord, but it shrank from what it saw.
Are those ships not as a chain about our foot? We have provisions in the camp for 4 full days. It is good that the soldiers will not be overburdened. And what use are the ships to us now? We have no more rivers to cross.
My lord, if it is really your will that we burn...
My will! My will! Look at the storm clouds there. Why can't the lightning strike down?
Chosen son of Apollo, listen.
Not now, Maximus.
Nothing could be more important than this. You must listen.
In the name of joy and wisdom, then speak, my brother.
You know I've searched continuously in books and among omens to find out what will be the outcome of this campaign. When we left Antioch, I wrote to Rome to consult the Sibylline books. An hour ago, I received the answer. A courier has arrived with it from the governor of Antioch.
Well?
It confirms all that the books and the omens have told me. And now I dare to interpret it. Rejoice, my brother. On this campaign, you are invulnerable.
The oracle. The oracle.
The Sibylline books say, let Julian beware only of the place called Phrygia.
Phrygia? Oh, Maximus.
Well, why do you turn pale, my brother?
Tell me, dearest brother, how do you interpret this reply?
Is more than one interpretation possible? A place called Phrygia? What have you to do with Phrygia? Phrygia is a country that lies wide of your path and far behind you. You will never need to set foot in that land. No danger threatens you, blessed one. That is what the oracle means.
This riddling answer has a double meaning. No danger threatens me in battle, but from that far country danger may threaten. Nevita.
My lord?
Alexandros writes that strange things are afoot in Phrygia. It was prophesied once that the Galilean should return and... Burn the ships, Nevita.
My lord, is it your fixed resolve?
Burn them! Burn them at once! Secret dangers threaten us from our rear. Take good care of this Persian barbarian. He shall be our guide. Give him food and drink and let him rest well.
My lord, I entreat you, do not risk all your hopes on the word of a deserter.
Ah, you seem frightened, my Christian counselor. This new development seems not to please you. Perhaps you know more than you care to admit. Go, Nevita, burn the ships.
Your will be done, my lord.
Traitors in my own camp. All our plans known and revealed. Wait, wait. I shall unmask their cunning plots. Order the army to break camp. Go, Jovian, and see that the vanguard is ready to march within the hour. The Persian knows the way. Go!
I shall do as you command, most noble emperor.
You're burning the fleet. You must have great things in mind.
I wonder if Alexander of Macedon would have dared to do this.
Did Alexander know whence danger threatened?
True, true. But I know. All the powers of victory are on my side. Signs and portents reveal their secret knowledge to bring my kingdom nearer. Do not they say of the Galilean that spirits came and served him? Whom do the spirits serve now? What would the Galilean say if he were invisibly among us?
He would say the third kingdom is at hand.
The third kingdom has come, Maximus. I feel that the Messiah of the world is alive in me. The spirit is made flesh and the flesh spirit. All creation lies within my power at the mercy of my will. Look. Look. There are the first sparks drifting in the air. The flames are licking the riggings and the crowding masts. Burn. Burn.
The wind senses your will. It is rising that it may serve you.
Blow faster. To the west. I command it.
The fleet is burning.
Yes, the fleet is burning. And more than the fleet, on this red and flaming pyre, the crucified Galilean is being burned to ashes. And the emperor of the world is burning with the Galilean. But out of the ashes shall arise, like a miraculous bird, the third kingdom. The god of earth and the emperor of the spirit united in one.
In one. In one.
It is done, my lord. Put out the fire. Quench it, quench it.
Burn, burn.
My lord, you've been betrayed. The Persian deserter was a traitor.
You're lying. Where is he?
Fled. Vanished like a shadow. His escorts say he seemed to vanish out of their hands.
His horse is gone too. The barbarian must have fled across the plain.
Put out the fire, Nevita.
Impossible, my lord.
Put it out, put it out. It must be possible.
Nothing could be more impossible. All the riggings have been cut. The whole fleet is drifting down upon the flaming wreck.
Antichrist, bid the wind be silent. Command the flames to die.
The wind is rising. The fire is like a raging sea.
Beware only of Phrygia.
Let the fleet burn. In 7 days we shall burn Ctesiphon.
Beware only of Phrygia. Beware only of Phrygia.
How on earth can his council of war take so long to decide?
Yes, you think they have only one choice. Either go on or turn back.
Ridiculous. Tell me, good Anatolus, why in the name of the gods don't we go on? Why have we halted here in the middle of the desert?
Out there where the desert ends, the Persians have set fire to the grass. We can't go anywhere until the earth is cool.
Well, then we have no choice.
Here comes General Nevita. Now we'll find out. General!
Tell me the truth, Olivaces. Is there something wrong with the Emperor's mind?
What makes you ask that, my lord?
How else can one explain his conduct?
Oh, my beloved Emperor.
Olivaces, you mustn't hide anything from me.
Most gallant General, pardon my interruption.
Later, kitten!
Don't worry, my lord. No accident will happen. Eutherius and I have undertaken to keep an eye on him.
You surely don't mean...
Last night he was close to killing himself. Luckily, Eutherius happened to go in. Don't tell anyone about this.
Don't let him out of your sight.
It would be of great comfort to us to learn what the Council of War...
Forgive me. I've important things to do.
Shall be down, Your Majesty.
Ah, the noble Jovian. Well, have we decided to retreat?
I wouldn't advise anyone to call it a retreat.
Be of good cheer, my friends. Everything will soon be all right now. We are making a slight alteration to the army's line of attack.
Oh, praised be the Emperor's wisdom.
This eastward march, that isn't going to lead us anywhere.
No, no, of course not.
We are going to march northwards, Kitran.
Northwards, my lord? Not westwards?
Not westwards, certainly not westwards. That would be difficult because of the rivers. And Ctesiphon we must leave till later. Without ships, we cannot hope to take the city. It's the Christians' fault. They burn them. I've been keeping my eyes open. Who dares call it a retreat that I turn northwards? What do you know of my plans? The Persian army lies somewhere to our north. We're fairly sure of that now. When I have defeated Sepphoris, and one battle will suffice for that, we shall find all the supplies we need in the Persian camp. When I lead the king of Persia in chains through Antioch and those other cities, then we'll see whether those people won't prostrate themselves at my feet. The Galileans are always singing songs about death and wounds and pain. Those women I asked Macrina to bring along to help the wounded, they've done us more harm than good. They've taught the soldiers strange songs I haven't heard before. However, I don't intend to punish anyone. It'll only lead to greater madness. Do you know, Priscos, what happened with those rebels who refused just now to treat the Imperial thus with due respect?
Just now, my lord.
When, to inculcate a wholesome fear, I proclaimed that some of them were to be executed, the oldest man among them stepped forward and begged, amid loud cries of ecstasy, to be allowed to die first. Well, Priscos, when I learned that yesterday...
Yesterday? Oh, my lord, you are mistaken. That happened 40 days ago.
So long? Yes, yes, yes. The Hebrews had to wander 40 years in the wilderness. All the old people had to die. A new generation had to arise. But they, mark this, they entered into the land which has been promised to them all.
It is late, my lord. Will you not sup?
Not yet, Eutherius. A little mortification of the flesh is good for us all. Yes, I tell you, we must waste no time. We must become a new generation. I can't do anything with you as you are now. If you want to escape from this desert, you must start a new life. Look at the Galileans. There are things we could learn from these people.
They never allow any of their number to want. They love each other like brothers and sisters, especially now when their stubbornness has forced me to chastise them. These Galileans, I tell you, have something in their hearts which I wish you would seek to emulate. Is there one of you who would go joyfully to his death for Plato's sake? Would you, my dear Priscos, offer your left hand for Socrates? Would Citron allow his ear to be chopped off for Diogenes? Indeed you would not. I know you, hypocrites. Get out of my sight. I have no use for you. How strange. Isn't it incredible when you think of it? Oribasis, can you explain this riddle to me?
What riddle, my lord?
With 12 poor men, fishermen, ignorant people, he started all this.
Oh, my lord, these musings sap your strength.
And who have kept it alive all these years? Women and quite simple people, really.
Yes, yes, my lord, but soon the fortunes of our expedition will change.
Very true. Once our luck changes, all will be well. The kingdom of the carpenter's son will soon fall. We know that. Doesn't the prophecy say, for as many years as the year has days, so long shall he reign? And now we have only...
My beloved master, would it not refresh you to bathe?
You think so? You can go, Eutherius. Go, go. I have something to discuss with other bases.
Yes, master.
Did Eutherius say anything to you this morning?
No, my lord.
He didn't say anything about last night, about
him? No, my lord, nothing at all. Eutherius is most discreet.
If he should tell you anything, you mustn't believe it. It didn't happen the way he says. It is he who seeks my life.
He? Your old and faithful servant?
I'm going to keep my eye on him.
I will too, my lord.
Yes, we will both keep our eye on him.
Lord, I fear you slept ill last night.
Oh, yes. Do you know why I couldn't sleep?
No, my lord.
The victor of the Mulvian Bridge was with me.
Constantine the Great.
Yes. These last nights, his ghost has given me no peace. He comes soon after midnight and does not leave until just before dawn.
Oh, my lord, it is full moon, and that has always strangely swayed your mind.
According to the ancients, such visions are wont to. Where is Maximus? But their meaning cannot be trusted. We know how often and how hugely they have led men astray. We cannot even unreservedly accept everything they say about the gods, nor about ghosts, and those other powers that rule human existence. What do we know about these powers? We know nothing, Oribasis. Except that they are fickle and untrustworthy. Of that we have proof enough. I wish Maximus would come. Here. But it wasn't here the storm will break. That was to be in a place called Phrygia.
What place, my lord, and what storm?
Nothing.
My lord, the army is on the march.
Northward.
Of course, my lord.
Should have waited for Maximus.
What would be the use of that, your majesty? There is nothing to wait for here. We have no food. Persian outriders have already been sighted to the east and south.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we must march northwards. Maximus will come soon. Our own soothsayers are consulting the omens in 9 different places.
My lord, whatever the omens say, I tell you, we must march. The soldiers are growing restive. They know our only hope is to reach the mountains of Armenia.
We shall make that our objective, Nevita, whatever the omens say.
My lord.
Yet... it is a great consolation to know that one is acting in accord with the wishes of those unfathomable powers who can, when thus inclined, so potently influence our destinies.
Anatolus, strike the Emperor's tent!
Get up!
Strike the Emperor's tent!
The army's on the march, my lord. Mount your horse.
The omens. The omens, Maximus.
The omens. Do not ask about them.
Speak. I must know what answer they have given.
All the omens are silent.
Silent?
I went to the priests. The entrails of the victims gave no sign. I went to the Etruscan charlatans. The flight and cries of birds have told them nothing. I went to the Magi, too. Their scriptures had no answer for us. And I myself...
You yourself, my dear Maximus?
I can tell you now. Last night I studied the position of the stars. They told me nothing, Julian.
Nothing. Silence. Silence as though the sun itself were about to pass into eclipse. Alone. No bridge between me and the spirits any longer. Where are you now, white fleet of shining sails which came and went in the sunlight and bore messages between earth and heaven? The fleet is burned. That fleet, too, is burned.
Oh, all my shining shit. Tell me, Maximus, what do you believe will happen?
I believe in you.
Yes, yes, do that.
The world will has placed its power in your hand. That is why it is silent.
We shall interpret it thus, and we shall act accordingly, although we could have wished that. This silence, to stand so alone. But there are others, too, who may be said to stand almost alone. The Galileans. They had only one God, and one God is almost the same as no God. Yet how is it that every day we see these
My
people...
My lord, you must mount your horse. I dare not let you stay here any longer.
Yes, Anatolus. Now I shall mount my horse. Where is my good Babylonians?
Hey, Majesty.
Thus now, sword in hand, come, my dear friends.
Sound like owls and crows.
But they're with them all the same. It's safe among the Galileans in here. The Christians' God is stronger than ours.
Are you going to defect too?
Well, plenty of others have. These last few days have been...
Halt! Halt! Who goes there?
Friends.
Here's someone who's tried to run away.
This one's off his head.
I'm not mad. Oh, in the name of merciful God, let me go.
He says he wants to kill a beast with seven heads.
Yes, I shall. Let me go. You see this spear? Do you know what spear it is? The very spear with which Longinus pierced the side of Christ. With this spear, I shall kill the beast with the seven heads and so win back my soul again. Christ himself has promised me. He visited me last night.
Poor devil's tired out and starving. He's lost his wits.
I'll take him to the camp so he can get some sleep.
Oh, let me go. If only you understood what this spear is to accomplish.
Come on.
I shall kill the beast with seven heads. I shall kill him. What did he mean by all that about the beast?
Some Galilean superstition. They've got so many.
He's not here then.
Oh, not serious. How could
what
you?
What could I do? What could I?
My old eyes haven't closed for three nights.
You men, you must help us to find him. I demand it in the general's own name. Now, spread out among the trees. If you find any of our leaders... Report it at the watchfire over there.
You
go that way, you serious. I'll go this way.
Come out, Maximus. They didn't see us.
All the bases was among them.
Yes, yes. You serious in here keeping watch over me. They seem to think I might... Did neither of them say anything to you?
No, my Julian. But why did you want me? What do you want here in the middle of the night?
I want to be alone with you for the last time. My beloved teacher.
Not for the last time, Julian.
Look at this black water. Do you think... If I vanished from the earth without trace and my body was never found and no one knew what had happened to me, do you think the legend would grow that Hermes had descended and carried me away? And that I had been taken up into the company of the gods?
The time is at hand when mortals will not need to die to live as gods upon the earth.
Oh, Maximus! How I long to go home. Home to the light and the sun and all the stars.
I beg you, do not let your mind dwell on such thoughts. The Persian army is almost upon us. Tomorrow there will be a battle. You will win.
I win? You don't know who was with me an hour ago.
Who was with you?
I had fallen asleep on my bed in the tent. Then I was woken by a strong reddish light which seemed to pierce my closed eyelids. I looked up and saw a figure standing there in the tent.
Did you know this figure?
It was the same face that I saw that night in Ephesus many years ago. That night when we held the symposium with Cain and with Judas.
Ah, the spirit of the kingdom.
It appeared to me again in Gaul. On an occasion I dare not think of.
Did it speak?
No. It seemed to want to speak, but it said nothing.
It stood motionless, looking at me. Its face was pale and haggard. Suddenly, with both hands, it pulled the cowl about its head, veiling its face, and went out through the wall of the tent.
The decisive moment is at hand.
Yes, it is indeed at hand.
You have not been forsaken, Julian. He who has the will shall conquer.
And what will the conqueror win? Will the victory be worth the toil? What did Alexander of Macedon, what did Julius Caesar win? Greeks and Romans speak of their deeds with cold admiration, while the other, the Galilean, the carpenter's son, reigns as the king of love in warm and trusting human hearts. Where is he now? Has he been active elsewhere since that thing happened at Golgotha? The other night, I dreamed about him. I dreamed I had conquered the whole world. I commanded that the memory of the Galilean should be wiped from the earth, and it was wiped out. Then the spirits came and ministered unto me, and tied wings to my shoulders. And I flew out into the great emptiness of space, until at last I set foot upon another world. There was another world than mine. Its horizon was broader, its sunshine more golden, and several moons revolved about it. Then I looked down at my own world, the Emperor's world which I had liberated from the Galilean, and I saw that all that I had done was exceeding good. But listen, Maximus, then a procession walked past me on this alien world on which I now stood. There were soldiers and executioners at its head, and weeping women followed it. And behold, there in the middle of the great, slow procession walked the Galilean alive, and bearing a cross on his back. Then I called to him and said, "Whither goest thou, Galilean?" And he turned his face to me, smiled, nodded slowly, and said, "To the place of the skull." Where is he now? Was that business at Golgotha outside Jerusalem just an episode, something done, as it were, in passing during a spare moment? Does he walk perpetually and suffer and die and conquer anew in one world after another? Oh, if I could lay the earth to waste. Maximus, is there no poison, no consuming fire that could render all creation as waste as it was on that day when the spirit hovered alone above the waters?
The watchposts are suddenly alarmed. Come, Julian.
To think that century must follow century, and that in every one of them people will live who will know that it was I who yielded and he who won. I won't yield. I'm young. I am invulnerable. The third kingdom is at hand. There he is.
Who? Where?
Don't you see him? Over there among the trees, wearing a crown and a purple cloak.
It is the moonlight playing on the water. Come, come, my children.
Get away from me. You're dead. Your kingdom is finished. Off with your magician's cloak, carpenter's son. What are you doing? What's that you're hammering?
Oh. The gods be praised.
Oribasis! Here!
Where has he gone?
Is he there?
Yes.
Oh, my beloved emperor!
Who was that who said, "I am the carpenter who makes the emperor's coffin"?
What do you mean, my lord?
Who spoke, I say? Who was that who said, "I am the carpenter who makes the emperor's coffin"?
Come with me to your tent, I beseech you. War cries. The persons are upon us.
Attacking the outposts.
The enemy is in the camp. My lord, you are unarmed.
I shall sacrifice to the gods.
What gods, fool? Where are they and what are they?
I will sacrifice to some god. I will sacrifice to many. One of them must hear me. I shall call upon the power that lies outside me and above me.
There isn't a moment to wait.
Did you see that burning torch behind the cloud? It was flamed and quenched in the same moment. A message from the spirits. A shining ship between heaven and earth. My shield! My sword!
Emperor! Emperor, do not fight tonight!
order the horsemen to come to our aid.
Impossible. The Persians have elephants. The mere smell of them strikes the horses with terror. They must thrust upwards. Tell them, Amian, under their breastplates.
I'll tell them, General.
Under their breastplates.
Why did I ever get mixed up in this dreadful business?
Have you seen the Emperor, friend?
Yes, but he pays no attention to me. Oh, I pray you, my lord, let me have a few soldiers to protect me and my precious book.
They're falling back. Shield bearers forward.
You don't hear me, my lord. It is most important that nothing should happen to me. This pamphlet on the importance of remaining calm in adversity is...
The Persians have reinforced their right wing. They're advancing again.
They're advancing. Oh, this dreadful lust for blood. An arrow. It nearly hit me. How carelessly they're shooting. No respect for life and limb.
The armies are locked. Neither side advances. Where is the Emperor?
Barrow, have you seen the Emperor?
Yes, my lord. He's fighting at the head of the White Cavalry.
Not wounded.
He seems invulnerable. Arrows and spears swerve away from him wherever he shows himself.
Here he is.
My lord. Thank God I have found you, Nevada.
My lord, but no armor.
No weapon can harm me. Go, Nevada. Take command of the battle. My horse was shot beneath me.
My lord, then you are wounded.
No, just a blow on the head. I'm a little dazed. Go. What's this? Who are all these strange figures crowding among us?
Anatolus, take care of the Emperor.
Never fear, my lord.
Close ranks! Follow me!
How many of our men are dead, do you think, Anatolus?
No small number, my lord. But I'm sure the Persians have lost more.
Yes. But how many of ours have fallen, both Greeks and Romans? Don't you think so?
My lord, you're not well. Your face is ashen.
Do you see those men lying there? Some on their backs, some on their stomachs, with their arms outstretched. They're all dead, aren't they?
Yes, my lord, no doubt of that.
They're dead, yes. Then they know nothing about my defeat at Jerusalem or the other defeats. Any more Greeks will fall in this battle, don't you think so, Anatolus?
My lord, let us hope the bloodiest work is over.
Many, many more will fall, I tell you. But it's of no avail. What does it help if thousands fall? Others will be born. Tell me, Anatolus, that sword that the Emperor Caligula envisaged, what do you suppose it was like?
What sword, my lord?
You know. He wanted to have a sword with which, in a single blow, he could destroy the whole of humanity.
Listen to the battle cries, my lord. I'm sure the Persians are retreating now.
What is that song in the air?
My lord, permit me to send for Arabases. Or better still, come.
You're sick. There is a song in the air. Can't you hear it?
If there is, it must be the Galileans.
Yes, of course, it's the Galileans. They're fighting in our ranks. And don't see who's standing on the other side. Oh, you fools, all of you. Where is Nevita? Why is he attacking the Persians? Can't he see it isn't the Persians we have to fear? You're all betraying me!
You, back to the camp. Fetch Arabases, the Emperor's doctor.
Yes, sir. There are thousands of them. Do you think they've seen us, Anatolus?
Who, my lord? Where?
Don't you see them? Hush! High above us and far away. You're lying. You can see them clearly.
By the immortal gods, those are only the morning clouds. The day is breaking.
No! Those ones in the robes edged with red, they're the ones who died in martyrdom. Women stand around them singing and spinning bowstrings from their long hair torn from their heads. And they've children with them, twining slings from the entrails that have been wound out of them. Burning torches. How many are there? Thousands, they're innumerable. They're coming here to this place. They're all looking at me. They're all coming towards me.
It's the Persians, my lord. Our ranks are breaking.
They mustn't break. They mustn't. Stand fast, Greeks. Stand. Romans, stand. Today we shall set free the world. I shall find the Galilean in the midst of the fray.
The Emperor is in danger!
I see him. I see the Galilean. A longer sword. Who will lend me a longer sword?
With Christ for the Emperor!
With Christ for Christ. Now, Agathon, now is the moment to strike. To strike the beast with seven heads! I am wounded. Pierced in the side.
Pierced by the Roman spear from Golgotha, apostate. Pierced.
pierced by the spear that wounded Christ. Agatha.
Varro, Varro, the Emperor is wounded!
Oh, Galilean. You've won.
My lord. Anatolus, find...
Emperor has fallen. Protect him. Protect him in the name of the gods.
Christian brothers! Run down to the Emperor, that which is the Emperor's!
He has fallen, my Lord Jovian. The Emperor has fallen. Struck in the side by a spear.
Fallen. O Lord of vengeance.
On. On. The Lord wills that his people shall live. I see the heavens open. I see the angels with their flaming swords.
Christ is among us!
The God of the Galileans is among us. Follow him. Christ is the strongest!
Christ is the strongest!
Breathing again. I must tie the bandage tighter.
Oh, thank you, gentle lady. Your careful hands have served us well.
Is he really alive, I miss him?
Of course he's alive.
But he isn't breathing.
He is breathing.
He's opening his eyes.
My lord, do you know me?
Of course, my dear Oribasis.
Yeah, you must lie quiet.
Lie quiet? Do you mean I must get up?
No, impossible, my lord.
I must get up, I tell you. How can I lie quiet now? I must beat King Sepphoris.
King Sepphoris is beaten, my lord. He has sent emissaries to the camp to seek an armistice.
Has he really, Eustherius? That is good news. Then I beat him anyway. But no armistice. Is that you, Amien? Are you keeping watch on me? Where is Anatolus?
He's in heaven, my lord.
Dead. The loyal Anatolus dead for me. In heaven, did you say? One friend the less. Tell me, Amien, what was that accursed place called?
What place, your majesty?
The place where the Persian spear hit me.
It's called Phrygia, my lord.
What? What do you say the place is called?
My lord, the village there is called Phrygia.
Oh, Maximus!
Betrayed.
My lord, what makes you so distressed?
Nothing, nothing. Phrygia. I see. Then the Vita and the others had better take charge of things. Go and tell them.
My lord, they have already on your behalf.
Have they? Yes, well, that's good. The world will has tricked me, Maximus.
Your wound is opening, my lord.
Oh, Oribasis, you were my doctor. Why did you try and hide it from me?
Hide what, my lord?
I've got to die. Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, my emperor.
Julian. Oh. Julian.
Silius, my friend and brother. We two have known happy days together. You mustn't weep because I'm leaving you so young. It isn't always a sign that the gods are displeased with a man if they take him away before he grows old. What is death? Is it anything but paying one's debt to the ever-changing kingdom of dust? Notice. Do we not all love wisdom? And does not wisdom teach us that the highest happiness belongs to the life of the soul and not that of the flesh? Thus far, the Galileans are right. Although, but we won't talk of that. Had the power of life and death granted me time to complete a certain pamphlet, I think I might have...
Oh, my lord, you must not tie yourself.
I feel strangely light and free.
Julian, my beloved brother, have you nothing you wish to recant?
What should I?
Is there nothing you regret?
I have nothing to regret. The power which circumstances placed in my hands and which is an expression of the divine spirit I used as best I knew. I never wished to do any man wrong. I had good and valid cause for embarking on this campaign. And although some might feel that I have not achieved all I might have, they should remember
that there is a mysterious power outside and above us which, to an essential degree, determines the outcome of human enterprise.
How heavily he's breathing.
His voice will soon fail.
As regards the choice of my successor, I shall not presume to advise you. Eutherius, you will divide my possessions among those who have been closest to me. I shall not leave much. For I have always believed that a true disciple of wisdom... What is this? Is the sun going down already?
No, my lord. It's still broad day.
Strange. I thought it seemed to grow so dark before my eyes. Yes. Wisdom. Wisdom. Cling to wisdom, my good Briscoe. But keep yourself always armed against that which lies beyond wisdom. The unknown and unknowable fact. Has Maximus left me?
No, my brother.
My throat is burning. Can't you cool it?
Drink this water, my lord.
His wound is bleeding inwardly.
Don't weep. No Greek must weep for me. I am ascending to the stars. Beautiful temples, visions, but so far away.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. I think he's delirious.
It was granted to Alexander to ride in triumph into Babylon. I would like to do that, too. Beautiful youths with vine leaves in their hair. Dancing maidens. But so far away. Beautiful earth. Beautiful life on earth. Oh, son. Son. Why did you betray me?
That was dead.
Dead.
Yes. Now he is dead.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Did you hear that cry?
General Jovian's been proclaimed emperor.
Jovian.
The Galilean. Yes.
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 They lost no time. They didn't even wait to know if he was...
Jovian. The victorious hero who has saved us all. Well, Emperor Jovian is certainly worth a panegyric. I hope that cunning Kitron hasn't already...
Forgotten. Even before your hand grew cold. For this fleeting glory you sold your immortal soul.
The world will shall answer for Emperor Julian's soul.
Do not blaspheme. I know you loved him, but...
Loved him and tricked him? No, not I. He was tricked like Cain, tricked like Judas. Your God is a wasteful God. He demands many souls. Were you not the right one either, Julian? Poor victim on the altar of necessity. What is life worth? Everything is a game, a hazard. To will is to be forced to will. Oh, my beloved, all the signs betrayed me, all the omens spoke with two tongues, so that I saw in you the one who would reconcile the two kingdoms. But the third kingdom shall come, the spirit of man shall enter into its inheritance. And then shall offerings of atonement be lit for you, and for Cain, and Judas, your two guests at the symposium.
Silius, did you understand what he meant?
No. But I realize now that here before us lies a glorious and broken instrument of God.
Yes. A precious instrument. And one for which a terrible price was paid.
Oh, Christ, Christ, where were thy people that they did not hearken unto thy voice? Emperor Julian was a rod to scourge us, not unto death, but unto resurrection.
His ways are mysterious and terrible. How shall we understand them?
Is it not written, some vessels are created for dishonor, and some for glory?
Oh, my brother, let us not seek to fathom that abyss. Deluded soul, if you were forced into delusion, it shall surely be forgiven you. On the latter day, when the Mighty One shall descend upon a cloud to judge the living who are dead, and on the dead who are alive.
Glenister played Julian and Timothy West, Maximus, in Emperor and Galilean by Henrik Ibsen. Caspar Breda and Amund Hörningstad's adaptation was translated by Michael Mayer. Constantius, Keith Drinkle, Helena, Catherine Herbert, Agathon, Charles Simpson, Gregor, David Timpson, Basilios, Paul Downing, Sallust, Stephen Tomkinson, Macrina, Helena Breck, Jovian, Nigel Anthony, Persian officer, John Bennett. Eunapius, Severus, and Nevita, David King, Oribates and Potterman, Norman Bird, Eutherius, Garrett Green, Libanius and Decentius, Hugh Dixon, Hecibolius and Florentius, Brett Usher, Gallus and Leontes, Peter Gunn, Cintula, Dale Rapley, Eusebia and Dancing Girl, Sue Brumfield. Memnon and Varro, Ben on Wukwe, Phocion and Leipso, Stephen Garlick, Maris and Priskov, John Moffat, Numa, Danny Schiller, Kitron, James Green, Amion, Joe Dunlop, Publia, Margot Boyd, Anatolus and Centurion, Nicholas Gilbrook, Mira and Christian Woman, Marcia King, Voiced in the Seance, Tara Dominic, Slave Girl and Woman, Jane Whittenshaw, Christian Woman, Elizabeth Mansfield. The music was composed by Christos Pitas and played by members of the National Symphony Orchestra. Choral selection by Blaise Compton. Choir, Sue Brumfield, Elizabeth Mansfield, Jane Whittenshaw, David King, Paul Downing, David Timpson, Ben Onwukwe, Dale Rapley, and Charles Simpson. Technical presentation, Richard Beedsmore, Rosamund Mason, and Colin Guthrie. Emperor and Galilean was adapted for radio and directed by Martin Jenkins.